Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. If my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes. Untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire. I'll fly ya. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep it tight. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. You rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder.
Good evening. Yeah, I've got the sound right just in time. I was having a little problems back here. But you know, it's always some technical technical difficulties. Another Friday, April 21st, 2023. Boo. We joined in early. Last week, I had a chance to I listened to my show for the first time, because I usually don't do that, but I happened to listen to the show, and I'm glad I did, because I found out a lot of problems that I was making during the show, like talking close enough to the mic, and I had a TV on in the background, and people could hear the TV, or reading texts. Just little things that I could take care of by just listening to the podcast and get a little feedback, but I'll get it together in a minute. We have a real good show for you tonight. First, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, and I'm Jay Sean, your host, a.k.a. Randy Jackson, the relationship guru, the self-appointed relationship guru. We, after last week's show, oh, it's going to be hard to top that, but we're going to try to do it again. No matter of fact, we're not going to try to top it. We're just going to do the best we could do for this show. I got some extraordinary people, some very special guests coming on. I actually got a married couple coming on at 8. And then I got another couple coming on at 9. Kind of how the podcast has turned out. I have went through so many phases with the podcast, but it seems now that I'm finding married couples who are getting along and doing well. Nothing is perfect, but they're doing the best that they could do to keep love and family and family values and things together, and I'm bringing them on. And I know we get my audience, sometimes we get the guests get a little bit crazy too, and the audience get a little bit crazy too, but my hopes are that, I know people think that I'm on here to, like last week, remember I had WAP on, is married for 30 years, and him and his wife been on for 4 years. WAP and Veronica are actually coming on at 9 o'clock. And I bring the couples on so people could kind of find out, like, what keeps them together? What's the glue? What's the chemistry? What's the do's and the don'ts and the woos and the won'ts? What do it take to make people happy? What do it take to keep love to the highest stage of elevation? What do it take to make it happen? Because, you know, we living in a world right now where it's so much divorce and so much separation, and it's so much cheating and dishonesty and unfaithfulness. And all we want to do, we just want to make it work. We just want to make it work. We just want to, you know, and I tell people, like, I've been hurt so many times that I just can't, love can't live here no more. I got a lot of static on the phone. I'm gonna try to get rid of that in a minute. Hopefully I can get rid of it. What I might have to do, I might have to recall back into the show. But anyway, let me see where my host is at. So, Ruben, you with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm okay, I'm all right. It's some static when I'm talking?
A little bit.
I'm gonna try to fix that in a minute. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Okay. How about you okay after last week's show? We was everywhere.
Oh,
up now.
It was good. It was a great show.
It was. It really was.
Yes,
but
we
got another couple. We got another a married couple coming on. So
okay.
Hopefully they'll be able to help somebody and make it just as good as it was last week. Let me see if they hold on one second.
Okay.
Maybe I think. Oh wow, what happened? The numbers. 1 second, everybody. I gotta find the I gotta find the number. One second. I just had them here. Did I lose them? Oh man, it's always something. Bear with me, everybody. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, I think I found them.
Hello,
Mr. David Klein and Miss Q. Are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
It's like a lot of numbers down here. I couldn't find your number. It's a lot of people listening tonight.
Oh, ain't no problem. As long as you can hear me. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you sound like you're far away, a little far away.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to see if we can get a better connection here.
Okay.
I'll take it over here.
Yeah, I think I got a bad connection too. I'm gonna have to.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, hear
can you
good,
have this sound better?
Yes.
That's better.
That's very good.
Okay.
Can you hear me good?
So Jay, I've been gone a minute, man. How's everything? Good to see you still got your businesses flourishing. Always good to see a young black man doing thing independently.
You know
what I mean?
You know, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins.
That's how it goes. That's what I heard. And I ain't never seen you quit you.
And I learned from you.
Hey, I wish I could. I may take a teeny bit of smell of that, but you had it going on too. You put me like one of my first movies you put me in. People still crack up. I show people down here that. They go, oh, man, you're a real pimp, huh? I don't know I'm playing the
part,
man.
But look, I put you in my movie, and then you return the favor by helping my daughter in her rap group, remember?
Oh, yeah, they did the fall.
Right, so,
and
that's how
we're
supposed to be.
I'll let them hook up. There was a lot of people up there. How did they say they liked that?
No, they liked it, but they not saying that. They broke up. That group broke up. I managed them for about a year, and then they broke up. They all doing their own thing now. You know how young teenage girls are.
You know, it's hard, man. It's hard to do what we do, man, that independent thing. You know, me being a musician all my life, you know, I went against the grain, you know. Everybody, your mother telling you, your daddy telling everybody, go to school, get your education, go to college, make something of yourself. Well, I went to college and all that, but when you got entertainment in your blood, man, you can't help it. You know what I mean? When I got that chance to go tour with Blue Magic, I took it.
Yeah. First of all, I'm glad you came. You came back on. You came back again.
Yeah, I got the missus here.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing. Cause you know, this is a relationship show. So we trying to.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Let me tell you. First, let me say hello to the missus.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm magnificent. Not complaining at all.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. So you know, last week I had a it's a couple that listen to my show every week, right? And
right.
The husband had reached out to the show because he was married 5 years, and he was saying he wasn't sexually satisfied with his wife anymore. So he was at the point of where he was ready to cheat, or ready to even buy sex. So
wow.
He reached out to the show, and he said we could talk about it. So we talked about it a lot on last week's show, and they listened, but she didn't know. She didn't know we was talking about her, but he knew. You know what I mean? So the
okay.
show was kind of like it was a great show. It was a great show, but still, like, I don't really know what happened with them or what's going on. I might find out later.
Right.
And but that's what it was anyway. But anyway, let's moving on. So we could give a little clarity to let people know a little bit about you and David, or either one of y'all could go first. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your name or your age or where you're from, or how long you've been married, or you tell us that, and then I'll let David tell us the story how y'all met.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You were fading in now. What did you want, honey? I'm sorry.
Tell us both of y'all age, how long y'all been married, and where y'all reside at.
I'm 52. He's 62. We reside in Durham, North Carolina. We've been friends for 25 years, but married since 2000, Valentine's Day, actually, of 2020. So that's us in a nutshell.
Okay.
So,
all right. So
yeah.
you 52 and he's 62.
Correct.
And y'all
he
live
likes
in
some
Durham,
young.
And
he likes some young and tender. and I'm definitely that.
and how long y'all been married?
We got married in 2020, Valentine's Day, which was
okay.
a Friday.
And but you knew each other 25 years.
Yeah, we were friends we made 25 years as friends this past, because I keep dates, you know, I'm one of those very seminal. So as of November, we were friends for 25 years and married for 5 of those 25. Well, almost.
Oh, okay. Okay. And everything is good, huh?
Yes, it is. I mean, we're not perfect. I don't want to give that impression.
Right.
But
right.
But we are good. Yeah, we are good.
Okay. Dave.
Yes, sir.
People love to hear stories of how people met. Do you want to tell us how you and her met? How you and her first met? Like, if you could tell us the
yeah,
story, the real
hold
story.
Hold up, I'm gonna try something. I hear the question. I'm going to try something to see if you hear me better, okay? Or not, you hear me better.
Okay. Yeah,
hello, you hear me better?
I'm going to have to recall in.
Can you hear me here?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Am I breaking up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to try to when you
but
go
you can
like,
hear me good?
I hear you very good. I'm going to have to recall.
Okay,
you,
well, then I can deal with what I hear with you. I can,
all right, but go ahead. Go ahead and tell us the story of how you and her met, and a Ruben.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh,
Ruben.
Man, okay.
Hold it down.
Now
I'm going to have to hang up and recall in. So, Ruben, hold me down, okay?
Will do.
All right, Dave, you can start.
Well, I'm going to hold up and wait for you because I'm talking to you.
No, but no, that's my co-host. I got to hang up and call back in.
Okay. So you want me to start while you're doing that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It's only going to take me a minute.
Okay. Am I speaking to anyone? Is somebody there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm here. My name is Ruben.
Everybody listening.
Oh, okay.
I can still hear
no.
it. I just can't talk. I got headphones
oh,
on
okay.
with another phone. I still can hear you.
Oh, no problem. Okay, now let me get this. I thought we'd get deeper than that, man. You know, I'll get some stuff to
nah,
keep
still,
it late.
I still can
you
hear
know
you.
How
got,
we met. That ain't going to help
I
nobody.
I got headphones on.
No, I'm talking about the question. I'm, I just, we we decided to do this, right? We weren't going to do it. But I'm into this now. Help somebody help somebody. You know what I mean? And right. Your show is the kind of show where you're trying to help, you know, whoever, black, white, Spanish, brown, whatever. You know what I mean? So, and that's what we're into right now. So first, let me start off this by seeing, let me just say that I want to just thank God for another day and take care of everybody out there and taking care of my family, because without him, this wouldn't be possible. Okay, and whatever God, one of y'all want to claim, claim your God and be good to him. Okay, because I'm good to mine, he's good to me. Okay, now let's move on. How we met. Okay, boom, I'm playing drums in church one day. See if I can do this real small. So you know me, to be honest with you, I had going through some stuff in my life. I went away, you know what I mean, in one jail. You can go ahead and let your imaginations go. And I came back and started playing for the church, you know what I mean. So gave up all the big rock star stuff and just started playing for AME Zion Church over there in Patterson on Summer. So one day, now I was going to church. I was trying to redeem myself for all the bad shit I had done. You know us, Rashad, you know. So I was up in church, going to church, for real. You know, they made me a director of evangelism. That's how hard I was in on this. And so I wasn't thinking about no girls. Matter of fact, when I seen a fine girl, I turned my head. You know what I mean? I'm not in church for that. So anyhow, a young lady comes up to me one day with a letter. Would you be quiet if people can't hear me of you in the back? Oh, she had just be cracking up. This ain't a circus. Go in the other room. So see, that's how we keep the marriage together. You know, sometimes the other one got to go in the other room, you know. So anyhow, so the young lady comes up to me, hand me this letter. And so I runs back to, you know, church is over. I goes back at the drum set. I open it. I read it. Says something like, you know, if you're not dating anyone, would you be interested in going to dinner? Oh, I forgot to say, don't open this letter till you get home. So obviously I didn't. So I headed her off, and she left out the front of the church trying to run to get to the parking lot with her mother and them. I cut her off at the pass because I caught her in the parking lot. I said, yeah, I'll be interested in lunch, you know, and that's when it started. Now, That was easy. I tell you, you know, you talk about relationships. To me, what it takes for a relationship now, I can't tell anybody the way to do it because there ain't no one-on-one on this shit. You know what I mean? People have to be compatible, first of all. Now, like how you were saying now, I'm not here to judge anyone, but I'm talking about my hopes, strengths, and experiences. That's all I share with you. You know what I mean? If I don't know nothing about it, I tell you, I don't know. It's easier that way. But if I know something about it because I've been there and done that, then I'm going to tell you my experience. So about that thing about you married 5 years and you don't know if you still sexually attracted to your wife. First of all, a marriage is not based on sexual things. You know what I mean? There's a lot of married couples that has been together 30 years and haven't had sex for 30 years, but they love each other. I'm not asking nobody to do that, but that brother knew he was unsexually satisfied before he married that woman. He should have never married her. He didn't just find out Friday night, damn, I don't want this. He been knew he wanted that, but he figured he'd have his cake and eat it too. See, when you stop trying to play the game, then things get better because you ain't fucking nobody but yourself. Pardon me if I'm not supposed to curse, but that's the truth. See, a lot of time when you play a game, you say in the Bible something like this, the trap that you set for somebody else, you'll get caught in it. See, you got to be a good right. person. You got to be a good person before you even start talking about sharing yourself with somebody. Let me tell you, anybody that you get in a relationship with is going to bring baggage. baggage. I don't care who it is. The girl tell you shit, ain't nothing wrong with me. And go ahead and go with a couple of months down the line. You find out her brother's in mental hospital and shit. He threatened to come home and kill everybody. And baby daddy knocking on the door all times at night and shit. Tell me, I just want to see my kids and shit. You know what I mean? So everybody going to come with baggage.
Okay.
Luckily, blessed, you know, I've been with this woman 25 years. And say, well, why? Y'all stayed together. Y'all was dating for 20 years, 23 years. Yeah, because we wasn't sure. You know what I mean? I let her go ahead. You know, I wasn't right at one time. Let me tell you some real shit about a relationship. When I went to the county for something I ain't do. My mama, nobody came to see me. This lady came to see me. And she don't know nothing about no county. She ain't got no brothers and shit that been in the county, so she know where to. No, she's like, it was like a lamb being thrown to the lions. No lie, it hadn't been for Captain McCullum.
You gotta
know.
Tell people what the county. You gotta tell people what the county is. They don't know that everybody not from
they
Patterson.
They know it's the county, Passaic County Jail, y'all.
Okay, go ahead. No, because people, we got people listening from all over. They don't know what the county is.
Okay, okay. You get three hops in the car and an orange suit. You know, if you're lucky. So anyhow, yeah, I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to see if somebody can learn from my whole experience. So, and then I got out, boom, right? Got on drugs again, right? She don't know nothing about the drugs. She sniffer cooler. She high as hell. Right. So he putting up with all this shit with me, you know? Me. So she finally come down here to North Carolina. I stay up in Patterson playing drums, still kicking the boo-boo. So I'm getting tired from going from girl to girl to girl to girl, you know? Musician, whatever, ain't no bragging or nothing, but we had no problem with girls. So anyhow, but that's the trick, girls. Not wives, not sophisticated women, not that I mess with bums and crackheads. They had a job and shit. But they just wasn't for me, because no matter where I was and who I was with, I was always thinking about her, my wife.
Right.
Now, my wife, she only messed with niggas that was lawyers, doctors, car salesmen, and she even fucked with a nigga in San Francisco 49ers. I can't say his name. You know what I mean? And the only reason I can't say his name, because I don't know his fucking name. When I find out, I'm not this nigga. She won't tell me the motherfucker's name. He better not still be playing, because I swear when he comes to Meadowlands, I'm going to put my foot in his ass. He was taking it to Dubai and Italy. And if we be watching the motherfucking movie, she be telling me, "Oh, it's nice over there." I'd be like, "Hey, where you been? Where you been over there?" You know, this nigga been spending money on it, taking it all around. But see, that's what the heart was. See, the heart was. Even though she had all of that, she said the money and stuff. This is what she said. She still was longing for me. Just like all girls, I had a doctor. Boy, I brought a doctor home. You should have seen my mother's eyes light up. It was like she was going to marry the motherfucker. Oh, we in the money now. My son done hit the jackpot. Got us a doctor. And I had the integrity. I had the integrity to let that woman go. She had two daughters. Another one married to a lawyer. He tried to use the kids against her, but I let her go. Because I knew I wasn't going to be good to that woman. So you got to be a man. You want a real relationship. You want your real relationship to work. It start with you. It start with the man. Because here's the question. When I started begging back to God for my wife, when I'm way up in Patterson and shit, up on the benches and shit, Fifth Avenue projects and shit, running from pillar to post and shit, I sat on the pool. I got up one day, man. I slept night over in Eastside Park. That I come from Beacon Theater, playing with Blue Magic, Shy Light, Stylistics, sleeping on the motherfucking park bench, Eastside Park. True story.
Wow.
I woke up and the motherfucking squirrel was right there. I asked the squirrel, what the fuck you doing? He asked me, what the fuck you doing? I belong here, motherfucker. You got somewhere to go, motherfucker? No, so I prayed to God that day. I said, I want my wife back. So he said, God said to me these exact words. He said, she got a God. I'm her God, too. So what am I going to bring her back? I know if I bring you back now, it'll be all right for you, but what's that going to do for her? So I threw myself in a motherfucking rehab, not no 3-day rehab, 90-day rehab, 3-month rehab. Man, rehab went to called Market Street Mission. I love that place up in Marstown, Market Street Mission. Stayed. I said, 9 months? That's shit. I might as well go to the county jail for that shit. They said, look,
right.
9 months is our program. So I went in reluctant, you know, still playing games with myself. I'm going to go in for 3 months. As soon as I get the tune up, I'll come back out here and do that shit. You know, still playing with myself. Now, what was I going to bring this woman? All half-baked. I'm clean. I ain't doing no drugs. But my head and my soul ain't right. Most of us, we have fractured minds and broken emotions from shit that happened to us when we was kids. And we seen our parents, how our parents was treated, how they treated each other. Some of us didn't even have one parent in the home. You know what I mean?
So we tend to take that shit out of other people. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Look, hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but look. Stay right where you at with that story, right? But put your wife on the phone for a minute.
Okay.
For a minute.
Hello.
How you doing? You heard the story where he was at, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us from that part of the story where you was at and what you was doing? And then we're gonna come back to David. It's a reason why I'm doing that. You know, I'm a great interviewer. Like I'm good at what I do. So, because I know, like, cause David like me. Like we got the gift, the gab. You know what I mean? But
right, true.
We hearing his story. So while he going along telling us his story, we want to hear your story. What was you doing while he was doing all this to get himself together and going through all this and wanting his woman back? Tell us a little bit about what you was doing with your life.
Well, at that point, I'll be quite honest with you, I couldn't take it anymore, because he was not just my boyfriend at the time. He was also a friend, you know, and I stress that, because that's what has gotten us where we are now, our friendship for each other. So I couldn't take it anymore. I left New Jersey. I left him, and I moved to North Carolina, and I started my life
over.
You couldn't take
what anymore?
I couldn't take him abusing himself. He was on drugs, and I wasn't exposed to that lifestyle. You know, I came from that upper middle class, had both parents in the household. I couldn't relate. I had become an enabler, and I knew that, and I didn't want to be his enabler to help him destroy himself, and I know I couldn't be around him and not be an enabler, because I couldn't stand to see him hurting. You know, every time he came to me and needed something, I made sure he had it. And it was out of the goodness of my heart, but it wasn't always going to a positive thing. You know, he was using money for drugs, and, you know, he was just going through things. And the best thing I could have done for him was to leave and let him get his life together. I said if it was meant to be, it would be. So I ended up relocating to North. Plus, I had a son. So okay. I didn't want my son exposed to that either. So I packed up, moved to North Carolina, and we just were friends long distance. So then at that point, I went on with my life, and he did too. He went and got into rehab, and we lost contact for a little while. 8 years. We lost contact for 8 years because...
Wait, you said 8 years? You said 8 years?
Yeah.
Dave, you was on that bench a long damn time with that squirrel.
No.
No.
Yeah, it was in Israel. Right.
8 years.
8 years.
At TSS. I mean, you still know I always had the band kicking.
Right.
So in the between out of them times, I would go on benches and shit. You know what I mean? Relapse. I'm not going to lie. I mean, like I said, there was times that I said in my head, the devil told me, fuck her. I don't need her. I'm David Klein. Shit, I'm playing at the motherfucking Beacon Theater tonight. The fuck? I don't need her. See, that's what the devil do.
Hey.
So, you know,
Day, you know what? You that when you talk like that, that's like when you from Paterson, New Jersey, like we all been through that. You know what I'm saying? Me too. Like everything you talking about, we all been through that. You know what I mean? So I could relate. You know what I mean?
I'm sure everybody can.
I want everybody to know this is the baddest drummer that ever came out of Paterson, New Jersey, far as I'm concerned. And when he played with Blue Magic or the Sidelights.
The most famous y'all know is Biz Markie. Say he's just a friend. Me and Rod doing the track on that. Force MD, forgive me, girl, I'm sorry for what I did, like that, tears and all that. And then Stylistics, you make me feel brand new, you know. Luckily, I was singing, I wouldn't have made a dime, but I said, you know. You can catch me on YouTube, just put up David Klein.
I know you're familiar with like the Cope Aesthetics and the Touch of Class and all the people like
that's coming up in the house. That's home piece there. That's Patty.
That's the home piece.
Matter of fact, Cope Aesthetics was the first band I even knew in Patterson.
So people from Patterson know what I'm talking about. But anyway, let Miss Q continue, then I'm gonna come right back to you.
Go ahead.
Oh, so where was I?
You're going to hear the phone ringing, but just keep talking. I'm calling somebody that want to listen to the show.
Sure. I reloaded.
Go ahead.
And like I said, I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Hello?
You what?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't hear you. Okay. He was a friend of mine, so I relocated and I tried to start my life all over. and that lasted for a couple of years, because then one day I get a phone call at the office where I worked at that there was a gentleman on the line that was my cousin named David Klein. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a minute, that's not my cousin, but put him through. He found me on the internet and called my job. And that's how we reconnected.
Wow.
So, but prior to that, I had been hearing a lot of positive things about him, about how he got his life together. He just, you know, he had been home from a rehab that he had been at for almost like a year, like 11 months.
5 years.
He was clean for 5 years. But a friend of mine constantly bragging on him, said, Ronnie, you know, you should talk to him, you should give him another chance. He's really changed his life around. You know, he was really doing well in church. So when he called my job and asked me, you know, because I had just lost my father, and he found the obituary. And he said, well, I'm sorry to hear about your father. And we just started talking again. It was like I just saw him yesterday. There was no awkwardness or anything. So he asked me, could he call me later after work or, you know, and I said, sure. And it started from there. He came long and hard for me. And and he was doing all the right things. You know, his life was back together. You know, he was treating me like the lady that I am. And you know, we just rebonded. And it just grew from there. So,
that's good. Okay. Now let me speak to David for a minute.
Yep, he's right here.
Yep, I'm right here.
Dave. Hey, Dave, so go ahead. You could take it from there. Like this is really interesting, for real.
Yeah,
it really is, because it showed people that love isn't always like peaches and cream. You know what I mean? It don't just fall and hit you on the head. Like, sometimes you got to work for it. You know what I mean? And what's meant to be is meant to be. You know, but go ahead.
You know something, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I'm a realist. Like, meant to be, kinda. Because ain't no saying that me and her was meant to be together. But once we got together, we respected one each other enough and liked each other enough that we was willing to do what we needed to do to stay together. We still do it to the day. You know what I mean? To the day. You know, we just made a little pact that, you know, when we get mad at each other, let's just don't say shit to each other, all right? Because we'll say something that we're going to regret later. We know that. See, you got to have self-control, too. Remember that little shit people used to fail in grammar school? Self-control, yeah. Well, people still failing in self-control. You got to, like, a woman say something to you, you know, and they know how to get down. They say something about your sister, some shit like that, you know. You got to have enough self-control. If you call yourself a man, that is telling me, I'm a man. You don't be talking about, that's not a man. That's a little boy trying to be a man. Man, the madder you get, the quieter the fucker you should get. Now, if you don't believe me, ask Judge Judy that over there and there and see what the fuck they tell you. You should have took a walk. But she come in motherfucking court. You know how it go. But that's just stupid. Look, I got a thing. Me and her got a philosophy. There ain't no need to argue. Why? Because if you're going to leave, what the fuck are you arguing about? Just get your shit and leave. If you're going to stay, then why the fuck are you if you're going to stay, motherfucker? Let's fix it. And eat a hamburger and shit. Watch a movie. You know, because we make mountains out of molehills, man. You know, because our egos, she want to be right, I want to be right. But now I'm starting to find out that I got to be wrong a lot. Even when I'm right, I don't have to fight the point to convince her that I'm right. If she want to live with that, I let her live with that. You know, I know if we ain't fighting and shit over dinner and shit, because should our fights last and we ain't talking to each other and shit like that, you know, that's corny. We try not to do that. We try to grow up. People got to grow up in their relationships. And that's another thing. The person that you had 10 years ago ain't the same person you with today. People change. And sometimes people don't change together. That's probably what happened with my man and the girl. You know what I mean? Because I hope not. Because I sure ain't the same person I was 10 years ago. You know, I ain't the same person I was 5 years ago because I keep trying to improve myself.
Right.
And that's it. You go ahead. This is your show.
No, I mean, I'm enjoying your conversation because it's a lot of people that's probably listening that's single or divorced or looking for love or wanting love, you know what I mean? So they admire like the conversation and the dialogue, you know what I mean? And it's a good thing.
I got a couple of brothers younger brothers that I'm mentoring right now. Right? Nothing official. They just come and they listen to me. And I got one particular very handsome little guy, right? So was we wherever he was, so was that. Older women, younger girls, you know, he's just pretty boy. Nice guy, though. And I'm telling him now, I said, look, try to find somebody that you like, man. He said, well, a lot of people say this, I love all my whore. No, you don't like none of them. Because if you liked them, you wouldn't do that, you know? And it's me to say, because when nobody is bigger cheated than I was. I used to cheat by accident. I swear to God, I used to wake up and be like, oh, shit, where the fuck am I at, man? try to rush the fuck home. True story. How you know?
Well, look. Hey, Dave, hold on. Huh? I'm Pastor. You still here? Hold on one second. You still here, Pastor?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Is it anything you want to say? Any questions you want to ask him, or anything you want to say before I go to the phone lines?
So far, I think it's a beautiful story, and congratulations to you guys as well.
Oh,
I'm enjoying
it. Thank you, man. Hey, God bless you, my brother, and I mean that to my heart. I don't just say that for a bunch of words. When I say it, it means something too, because I'm, you know what I mean. God bless you, man, and help someone. You know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
I like the one, each one teach one, right? But let's not just stop here. Let the next generation teach the next generation and the next generation. That's how we do it. You know what I mean? And it's so good that we got these things, podcasts and brothers doing these things on the videos, that now we can search for the information ourselves instead of just accepting what the fuck they gave us.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you know what
true.
I mean? Or
that's
what
true.
They give us.
That's true.
Now
let me see if somebody on the phone lines and they want to ask them a question or
I'll
say something encouraging or anything, press one. But we just it's about the show or something like that. We taking calls right now. That's it. All right. So let me see.
Let me see. If that's possible.
Okay, hold on one second. 6246, you live?
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Hello?
Can you hear me? Mic check.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I was thinking on speakerphone. Yeah, I wanted to say to the brother, that was a wonderful story. And, of course, you found your goddess for life. That's beautiful, brother. And also, you mentioned Blue Magic. We have the force over here. I'm in Newark. Ted Mills is over here. He's residing in Hillside, New Jersey now. And
that's
the
my man.
Over here.
Yep, he's been there for a while, man. He still got them long braids.
Yeah.
He still got them long braids.
Still got the braids, brother. And he can still
ask
hold
about
the
me.
Too. Oh,
if he don't remember my name. Yeah, he know me. Just tell him the drummer he used to come. I played with them in Sweetwater, played with them in Philadelphia. We had just made the album Out of the Blue.
Right.
Yeah,
and
hey, that is one of the most talented brothers that
is.
Nothing talent, can't nobody touch Ted.
No, and you know what? I was privileged back in 92. My man Shane had him. He was rehearsing when he left Blue Magic. He had a couple of young ladies singing background, and that brother could hold a note. You hear me? That man held a note. I was like, whoa!
And look, I seen him one day in the Coliseum. You know when they do that note? I heard you was going away. You know that song?
Right. Yeah.
I heard you was. But anyways. He held his note. He threw the mic down, cuz, and you could still hear him in the audience without the mic. That's how strong his voice was.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The Blue Magic, that, you know, now he got a hell of a story. You can get him on, Jay Sean. He'll get on your show. He got a hell of a story, I'm telling you, you know. Yeah, that's a good friend of mine. So you said you're in Newark?
Yeah, I'm in Newark, and he walks him up. In fact, my man put me on the phone with him a couple of months ago when he was down in the park, because you know Ted walks the track trying to keep the midsection a little trim there, and he gave me his email. He told me to give him a call, hit him up, so I could schedule for one of my podcasts. I have a podcast too, so I got to reach out to Ted and bring him on, you know. And then
hey,
I also
I
had
I owe York so much. One day, if you have a if you do a thing in the history of Newark, East Orange, Irvington, bro, I was there. I'm back from the day, man, when Peppermint Lounge was kicking. Club 88, Brogy, you know what I mean? Wayne's Manor, Sensation, you know what I mean? Twin Cities.
Oh, that,
you know?
Oh, that's you talk. You talking far as language now.
We played it all them joints. Sir Richard, we was the house band of Sir Richard in Peppermint Lounge. How I got the job with Blue Magic. They came, we opened up Blue Magic at the Peppermint Lounge in the ballroom, and at the end of the show they asked me, was I interested in, would you be interested in playing with Blue Magic? Now, I grew up, my uncle grew up with playing that shit. So I told him, yeah, hell yeah. So and that is history, yeah. But, yeah, I got two daughters in North, man. You know, I call all that North. North, Irvington, East Orange, Hillside, all that shit. Because you cross the street, you get East Orange. You know? But, yeah, man, much love to my brothers over there in North, man. Hey, I heard they tore Avon Project down, huh?
They tore what?
Toward the Avon Project down.
Avon on Avon Avenue, brother.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What did they tear down on Avon Avenue? I misunderstood the word you use on
the
Avon.
The project.
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to remember where they had projects out on Avon Avenue. They had them on West Kennedy Street and
West Kennedy Street.
Yeah.
You remember Hill's Home, Hayes Home?
Hayes Homes, Scudder Homes, right.
Yeah, that's where my girlfriend in college, she used to live in Hayes. I came to visit her one day. I couldn't believe people lived like that. It was abandoned on the third, fourth floor, and she lived on the fifth floor. Niggas getting thrown off the roof. Peel Hill was right there on the corner. That's where niggas were taking hit. Man, I
yeah,
know.
That was on Springfield Ave, yeah, where that bar was. That's what you're talking about.
Hold on, one second. Let me see who else on the line. Hold on, Forrest.
All right.
9479, you live.
Oh, hi. Hey, Randy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Deborah. Good evening. And good evening to you, David. I just wanted to say it was just great hearing your story and everything like that. And, you know, and I applaud you on, you know, finally, you know, tuning out the devil, if you will, being that you mentioned him, and adhering to the word of God to get yourself together, your life together, and to finally get back with the love of your life, because it doesn't matter about the distance, the time. I know you guys said it was an 8-year lapse or whatever, but in your heart, she was always there, so no other woman would do, if you will. So I applaud you guys on that and finally being together. I wish you nothing but, you know, more success and, you know, and all that goes with that. So I just want to share that and thank you for your story.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that because
you, boy.
People sometimes now, all we do is find out bad things about each other and they be like, you see Sherry and Barry, you know we cheat now. We always, but we never talk about good things about each other. You know what I'm saying? Right. We need to uplift each other instead of pulling each other down. Everybody needs help now and then. I ain't saying let nobody take advantage of you, but help somebody help them.
Right.
You know? And then when you got an attitude like that, you know, like me and her, we got too many cats now, right? Right? She see a little bum cat walking on the street. Right. Boom. She bring it home. I mean, then another day, somebody say, yo, we going to put this cat down. I knew she was coming in with the bump stuff because he was kind of cute. You know what I mean? I said, oh, okay. She already had one that she found in the engine. Now, could you believe that?
Wow.
And
in the engine?
She kept hearing something go meow, meow, and she looked in the engine and was sitting down in the engine. She came home and
that's
she
what, I think, I think that's when they're trying to stay warm. They trying to stay warm.
Right.
Hold on, let's take one more caller. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, I appreciate that, lady. God bless you and your family.
Thank you. 8806, you live.
Deborah.
What's happening, everybody?
What's up,
hey,
Pop? What's good? Talk to me.
That's WAP from last week. He coming out in a minute. He's Him and his wife been together 40 years, David. They've been married 30 years, but they've been together 40 years. He coming on in the
and
next
counting,
hour.
Hey, don't never forget the part when I say and counting. So we still going at it.
Oh yeah,
yo, I'm right behind you.
Wait a minute, y'all. It's too much love on this. It's too much love on this damn show. Y'all know I'm Mr. Fuck Love.
Watch out,
I'm Mr. Fuck Love now. It's too much love on this damn show tonight.
We need it. And black people,
that's way overdue.
If I may say to the brothers out there, right? To the brothers. Hey, Dave,
hold on. Before you say that, let me tell everybody something before you say that. David used to hear, everybody know I be always saying I'm Mr. Fuck Love, but Dave hit me one time behind the scenes, and he schooled me on that. He said, Jay, you got to stop saying fuck love. He was like, You gotta preach love, because what you put out, you know, you gotta put out positive energy, you know what I mean? And
right.
He schooled me, you know. I look up to him. I'm old, but he's old school too. But he schooled me on
the negative
energy, you know what I mean?
That's
and yeah, he said you gotta stop saying fuck love, Jay, and put out positive energy. You know, preach love on your podcast. And you know what? He almost had me, but I'm still screaming fuck love up here, but he almost had me. Fuck love.
Hey, let me say
it's
going to
rub
today.
Off on you.
You better stop hollering at fuck love. You're going to be alone by yourself a long, long time. Stop saying that. That's a bad word, fuck love. You want to be alone. Hey, I heard you on the show earlier saying you were talking to a squirrel. Don't go back out there and talking to that squirrel.
That was David talking to a squirrel.
The one that say fuck love, it's a squirrel gonna be out there waiting on you too. You keep that bullshit there, bro. It's a bunch of squirrels out there looking for people that say fuck love.
Hey, yo, yeah, yo,
looking for them nuts.
Hey, Wop.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Talk to me. You cutting in on Dave and Q time. They got about 3 more minutes. Relax.
Well, you, he can buy 3 of mine because we're going to go about 4 or 5 hours tonight. Here's 3 of my minutes. I'm sorry, bro.
Yo, I don't know if y'all.
Hey, Jay,
don't hang up. Listen, to a real
hold
show
on.
Now.
Hold
we
on,
can drop the bomb on you. Talk to me.
Hold on, Wop.
Okay.
Hey, Jay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Before I let you go and we get to the other couple, I think you was getting ready to give us some departing words, you and your wife. Is anything you want? All jokes aside, everybody know I just be acting a fool, like the show business. I be putting on the show. I'm an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. So everybody know I just be putting on a show up here. But all jokes aside, is it anything you want to say, Dave, before because a lot of people listening to the show, they heard I was going to have you on here, David. They thought you was going to come on here and flip. You know what I mean? But you came on here. I'm really proud. You know how? Because, you know, last time you was on my show, you was a little bit reckless.
Let me go ahead and close up. I got my notes on that show too. I don't know if we have to talk about that on another show.
I don't know. That's what they were telling me. They told me you was reckless. I don't know. But anyway,
yeah,
from you and your wife, you and your wife got the floor. Leave my audience. I got people listening from North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, Hawaii, everywhere. Leave them with a positive note.
All right, here I go. Look, relationship. Men, you got to have a relationship with yourself first. You got to like yourself first because you got to bring something to the table. And women as well. You got to love yourself first. You can't look for no man to try to fix a past relationship or a man don't make it better. It's always, sometimes it'd be good for you just to get happy first and then go find somebody else who's happy, and then y'all share your happiness together. But don't try to get two broken motherfuckers together and then go fix it, you know. But let me tell you this, and you go, everybody may relate to this, men and women. We all played the game. Anybody say they didn't, they lying, you know. But we all played the game, and all the time, that no matter all my accomplishments that I thought were anyway, playing the little game, beat with this one, get over on that one, and did it, and I did it all. I did it 3-4 times like Solomon, and I tell you, let me tell you something. Out of all them times, I did the orgies. I did the cocaine and the ass. I had the business. I had the Mercedes, right? And let me tell you something. A person ain't never happy. And I want y'all to understand it until you stop playing games with yourself and find one person that is trying to love. A nigga tell me he loves 3 people, you don't love none of them. Try to find one person that you love. If they worthy of it. If they not worthy of it, don't stay there. This ain't no hostage situation. Leave. Or get somebody who care about you and that you care about, you know, and that Facebook and all that, that Instagram stuff and all. And you can't let all that stuff get in the way of your relationship. If you don't trust your woman, then you shouldn't be with her. And if you don't trust your man, you shouldn't be with her. And if you're doing that kind of shit, then you foul. So I got to believe that my wife is not foul. That I could put my heart into it. And once I did that, I so at peace with mine. See, let me tell you something. All poor people ain't poor. All rich people ain't rich. It depends on how you feel about yourself in life. Right now, I feel rich as shit. I ain't worried about no bills. I ain't got no Jaguar. I ain't got no DeLorean out here. I'm not going to take a trip to Dubai. But I'm going to have a good dinner with my beautiful wife, and we're going to listen to some whispers and shit, and we're going to have some shrimp, right? We're going to do some shrimp. We're going to feed shrimp to each other and shit. You know what I mean? Put on the whispers.
And look, you know, when I hear her laughing in the background, that's the signature. That's co-signs everything. That tonight is about. But look, I gotta go to the next thing. But let Miss Q say something real quick.
I'm gonna listen for a little bit.
Okay, Miss Q, you got the. Yeah, don't go nowhere, Dave. Miss Q,
yeah,
you wanna say something real fast?
Huh? Hey, tell bro, man, it takes two to make it. Always keep that in mind. It takes two to make it.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. One second. Hello? Somebody press one.
Yes, I did.
It's Wap.
Hello.
Right here. I'm here.
How you doing?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was just listening, and I heard the gentleman, that's a good, interesting story. I think it is exceptional, but that was an entertainment. It involves some entertainment, and so it's a little bit unusual to apply to most people. But at any rate, some good points were made, I often say that there's no model for relationships in America. The church has pretty much exited the scene, so that creates a tremendous amount of stress in terms of people knowing what to do, that is, having a method for engaging. And I come up with the concept here of duty, D-U-T-Y. And I'll just read the lexicon definition. Something that one is expected or required to do by moral or legal obligation. And what I often say is, you know, most women want a high-value man, but they do not have any accoutrements or characteristics that they are willing to bring to the table in order to complement.
You ain't worthy of a man.
Hello, I heard some background. Anyway, yeah, so most women want a high-value man, six-pack, six figures, 6 feet, right? Six-pack, six figures.
We got a lot of ladies out here tonight, so they got to tell us what they agree with that.
Bro, where you get? What
well,
you
yeah, but
out
again, I would say the concept of duty on the part of both people has to be preeminent and very prominent for any relationship establishment. Now, just one other point. I think I heard the gentleman say that it was actually the woman that opened up the opportunity for discussion or engagement. So I think that was obviously a very positive thing. But, yeah, I would really focus on the concept of duty to get anything off the ground, any healthy relationship off the ground. Both people have to have a notion of their duty. Thank you.
Why?
Duty?
Yes, sir. What he reading that out of a book? Huh? That's not true. Hey, everybody have ups and everybody have downs. That book can't tell you nothing about no two persons, because everybody different.
That's
so
right.
Throw that book away and let's get in a real show right now. Just toss that book to the side, man. Hey.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm solution. Let me just say this first of all, if I may. First of all, what you just said is quite inappropriate. Every word that you are using comes from a book. If it's intelligible and comprehensible.
My book of life, though. It's my book, what I went through.
Right. But see, if you wrote it down, writing something
down
is just a method of preserving.
I tell you my book.
Okay.
I don't need
okay. You didn't hear what I had to say. But okay, all I said was writing something down is simply a method of preserving it, and it expresses one being civilized. Being able to record one's history is an expression of being civilized.
Everybody's journey different. Everybody.
Hello.
Thank you, my brother.
Alone. That's right. Everybody.
Well, let me say this, if I may. If everybody's journey is so different, then there can be no expectation of collaboration. There has to be common ground among any people that expect to come together, or any persons that expect to come together.
And that's life. And you said some true words, common ground. Common ground ain't no smooth road. You got to go through them bumps. You got to go through them grinds. And you got to have faith in the person that's going through. That's like getting in a war with you standing on the side of me. And I can't trust you. You might mess around and shoot me in the head with all these books reading you doing instead of watching these Japanese standing in front of. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but it said, let me just say this. It's said that the intelligent man learns by other people's mistakes. The common man has to learn by his own mistakes.
Own mistakes. Hey, that's my background right there. That's my wife back there. 40 years.
Right. And I say God bless you for that. But you got to realize there's a lot of luck in what has happened to you, and a lot of people today will never experience that. So you have to realize the time in which you're speaking.
What are you talking about?
Don't nobody want to have the same life. That's boring.
Right.
Everybody come out different with a different road you got to travel down.
They are no less than you because they go through different. And you might down that road, go through them, and they might be different.
Everything.
And pay attention and don't worry about nobody else's life. It's theirs.
Get your life together first. And like I told you earlier, don't read that goddamn book, man, and learn life and experience. It's nothing like experience.
That's right. Well, I think what you just said is a serious mistake because you have no respect for the wait a minute. Let me just answer this quick. Let me ask the question, by the way. You have no respect for the universities and colleges throughout the throughout America?
No, we're not putting that involved with this here conversation right here. But sir,
listen,
man,
that is
woman.
Involved
with the girlfriend solutions, RuPaul.
That's part of our society, and they are there to help us. They are AIDS, A-I-D-S.
They're there to help you. You don't need nobody. If you involve somebody else with helping you with your life, you done started off wrong right there. That same person that helping you might be the one to take your old lady because he telling you what to do.
That's right.
Follow your own road, bro. Follow your own road.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question because, I'm glad for your success, but realize everybody who has success doesn't know how to explain it. Let me ask, do you ever give your children, impart wisdom to your children? Or let me just ask you this another way. Strike that question. Let me ask you this another way. Do you believe in mentoring young people?
Hey. What good at doing a mentor? They going to do what they want to do anyway. I can give you some advice about what you should do, but when it comes
okay,
down to
sir,
driving
please
down
answer
road,
my question. My question is on the table. Do
I'm
you believe
asking.
In mentoring
ask your
young
girlfriend
people?
RuPaul solutions.
Hey, yeah, you can mentor, but what good it going to do? You can sit there, like you just said about college. You got a lot of people went to college, graduated and everything, and they living under the bridge. Explain that. With degrees.
Right. However, okay, I will. Give me just a second. I'll definitely explain that. There are no guarantees in life. However, we can talk about probabilities. Probabilities are what is considered likely. So people who get an education to better understand their environment are more likely to succeed. Go ahead.
Education ain't nothing but a piece of paper. Life, traveling down
well,
that road.
I would
totally
strongly differ with you. Education provides a certain skill if it's good education.
No.
Education provides a certain skill if it's a good education.
So, set it up. So with you, the way you sound, now don't take this wrong, but the way you sound, you only go get a woman that got the same education that you got. It don't take that long to answer that, bro.
His girlfriend is RuPaul.
Yeah, I didn't. Wait a minute, guy, you're being a jerk. Why don't you just sit on the sideline? You're a funny man,
who are your
and that, this is not a fun. This is a
RuPaul,
serious conversation.
RuPaul, you know, on TV, RuPaul. Yeah.
Okay, this is an adult conversation. Please respect it. That's all I'm asking.
Hey,
they had a marriage. It was in Jet Magazine 5 years ago.
Who you talking to?
I was talking to the gentleman that keeps...
I know you have a wonderful wife. I'm talking about solutions. His girlfriend is RuPaul.
I'm talking to this. I don't know his name, but he doesn't sound very mature. I'm not talking to you. I'm having a pretty decent conversation with you. But now, you said something, and you attempted to say, that's a question for me? I didn't understand that as a question. You apparently made a statement.
Or was it Richard Simmons?
Check this out, bro. I'm starting to agree with that other guy over there saying your girlfriend is RuPaul.
Hold on, because now you're insult, shame, and guilt. All right, I don't participate in that. And if you want to devolve the conversation, then I'll just let you guys speak to each other. Thank
well,
you.
He's got a woman and you got a man, so don't be ashamed of that, Mr. Solutions.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Where's your wife?
Okay, I don't have one. I don't have a problem admitting that, but let me give you something that you may not accept. Most people in America are single today. Hold on. Hold on a minute. Listen a minute. There are 330 million people in America. All right? Most of those people are single.
You.
So relationships in America are very difficult. Some men are going outside the country to try and find worthy, what you would call compatible wives. But relationships are very difficult. So if you have a good one, I salute you.
I do got a good one. And we went through hell. But we went through that together. And you would never find a woman that would go through that with you because you think you better than them. Come on, bro.
All right.
Come
No. Okay. That is a misinterpretation that you have. I'm simply discussing a very serious matter. And just because I'm discussing it doesn't mean that I fit your criteria. You're being, first of all, you're being accusatory now unnecessarily.
Don't take it the wrong way. Hey, bro.
But why do you even have to say that? You're not being very kind or polite.
Because you can't get it no kinder than what I just told you, bro. You would never
but why do you have to be denigrating? Why do you have to try to put someone down? Because, look, all I said was that relationships don't have a model today. Relationships require duty on the part of both people. Well, what's so bad about my saying that?
It's nothing bad about it because that's your opinion. But
wait a minute. If there's nothing bad about it, then why are you using that as a spear tip?
That's you, bro. It's nothing bad about it to you. But I'd be damned if I go by your book because your book got you alone. My book got me a wife for 40 years, bro.
All right, well, look here. I see the point.
Bumpy road, wet road, rainy road. She'll follow me right down that road. That book you got, it's going to burn, it's going to get wet, it's going to get lost, and you're going to be fucked up in life.
Hey, let me ask you this. I just said move it away from me if you possibly can. Let's look at this on a larger scale. I just told you of the 330 million people in America.
And you don't have not one of them.
Wait a minute. Know how you got a relationship, you talk too freaking much. How is it that all these people are single if there's not a prevailing problem? Do you have any ideas on
how
that?
How you know it's that many? How you know it's that many? You wrote that or somebody
Number one, people do assessments.
How you know it's that many single? I be damned.
So I'm going to answer you. You ask a question, wait for the answer.
Hey, let me say something. I be damned if it's that many people just like you in this damn world. I just be damned to that. I don't believe that. Like you.
Right. You could be ignorant of that. You could just have no knowledge of that because you obviously aren't open to it. Let me tell you where you can go. You can go to the U.S. Census. You can go to Pew Research. You can go to U.S.
All them single, just like you. You need to go there, not me. I got mine. You need to go
there. Okay. Let me just say something. Look, I'm going to say God bless you for where you are, but you're ignorant as far as discussing anything intelligent.
Now I'm ignorant because I'm telling you my side of the story, my part of the life, and it ain't coming out no book. This reality, bro. You get that book and throw that shit away, bro. That's what you do.
Nate, I thought you said
Hold on one second, everybody. 9794, you live.
Audience, no matter what you win.
9794. Yo, what up?
You don't want to be
bored. What's going on? Hey, somebody got a TV on
real quick.
Somebody can turn the TV down.
Hey, what?
Wow. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hey, like I said, let him get his out.
I want,
Hold on, this nephew.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to just say to you, I need you to understand who you are speaking to. You are speaking to a white man wrapped in a black man's skin. So, he wanted
and
to
that's
go,
some bullshit.
So, just wanted to put
he on
that
the
in
wrong
there.
Ready, he on the wrong show then. With that bullshit he's talking, he need to take that to a white man's show. That's where most of all y'all sing at. You know what I'm saying? Not no black man. We ain't with all that. This man here trying to get a woman from a book. You're going to be fucked up the rest of your life.
He ain't got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what chapter is coming out of.
Nobody's perfect.
Whatever, Omar?
Nobody's perfect.
I said, I don't know what chapter he's reading from. That's a book that don't exist over here.
Hey, I'm telling you, wherever he got that book from, that book got him fucked up in life, man.
Mr. Solution.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Jay Sean? Go ahead.
They trying to say you trying to get a woman from a book. Is it any truth to that?
Well, I think that's just ignorant. I think that is a refusal to be open.
Ignorant.
Okay. What I'm saying is, anything that someone is saying right now could be recorded and written in a book. Does that devalue what's being stated?
A book can't tell you how to go through life, bruh.
No, but you didn't answer what I said. If your information is worth anything and someone records it and writes it in a book for future production and usage, does that devalue the information just because it's written in a book?
Yeah,
well, the book is so good. Why are your ass single?
Okay, but you're asking a dumb question, and you should listen more than speak.
Why you ain't got nobody? Answer that. We done been on this show for an hour. You ain't say who
okay,
is
Okay, I'm going to answer
Book?
That. I'm going to answer
who is
your
Mrs.
question.
Could you tell
okay,
us who
would
is
you
Mrs.
shut
Book?
Up a minute and allow me to respond to your question?
And don't say no goddamn book. Say a name.
Relationship ain't got a book.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you realize how fortunate you are if you have a good relationship? Do you realize
and
how special
God,
that is?
I thank God. I got a beautiful
okay,
wife.
Okay, well, if it's special, sir, that means that it's different
and
from
what
other people
have. I didn't get ass out no book. I went through hell to get her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Hey, but listen. If your information is useful, and someone writes it down or records it.
I wish a bitch would write it down. They can't do it. You can write all you want to do. You still ain't going to be able to do it the way I did it. So that's
what would you suggest that people do other than be you?
Be you. Don't go out there trying to be better than someone. Don't go out there talking that proper shit. You didn't come out your mama's stomach talking like that. That's that high college degree you got. Be you, bruh. Be you.
Well, look here. Listen, you use a form of English. Do you? Have you ever? Look, you're criticizing me for the way I speak. Have you ever thought
no,
that you might
I
improve
criticize
your speech?
Your knowledge. I don't care about the way you speak.
Hey,
I don't care about the way
you
speak.
Mountain.
I'm criticizing you.
Be careful.
But
speaking is an expression of knowledge. And why are you getting hung up on that anyway? Look. If your words are valuable and someone would record those and you keep dodging this particular issue, if your information is of value, why can't someone else use it?
I don't want you to use mine because everybody's life is different. What I did
well, that's not true because you're using
you
English.
You cannot
wait,
do
wait, wait,
that.
What you just said is not true. I just told you that the wise man learns from other people's mistakes. The common man has to go through it himself.
Listen,
he has to learn from his own mistakes. Don't you think one method is better than the other?
Go ahead, Omar.
I think he needs that 40% off we were talking about last week. What you think?
Yeah, they won't even work for him because he go put them between a book and close it up. He ain't going to use the motherfucker. He going to close it up in a book. But let me tell you something, bro. You want to be like me? Let me tell you something. Walk out your door right now and see if there's a woman out there. Because I know where you live at, it ain't shit lying up a bookworm.
A whole lot of cop meat.
Tell me something. Now, let me just go ahead and address something that you said. Have you ever been by a homeless shelter? Men in homeless shelters have women. It's not that men can't find women. It's the quality of women. Hold on a minute, because you keep switching. What I'm doing is answering you. Because look, let me just do this. I was enjoying the conversation. I just thought I would introduce Duty. All you want to do is fight. You really don't want to help anybody. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, that's what I perceive. I'm just going to let you go ahead and mouth what it is you want to say. Jay Sean, did you have a question, or is that it?
He the host.
I mean,
because I know this is not going anywhere, and I don't particularly, it's not very productive. Did you have a question, Jay Sean, or you called my name?
The show is supposed to be productive. The show is supposed to
it's
be
very
about,
productive. It's too
what's,
it's
what's
very productive. This is a good show you're having tonight. This is a show telling you, don't go by the book, go by life.
But,
it's two sides and it's both, bro. It's very productive.
You cannot argue with a Caucasian man. You cannot argue with a Caucasian man.
I'm not arguing
with
him.
First of all, sir, I think you're being very disrespectful. And what you're saying is not at all productive. You're not moving the ball forward.
Why don't you say something
that makes sense, consistent with the subject matter?
Why are you labeling that guy there?
Because of what I said. All he's doing is criticizing me. He's not dealing with the subject matter.
And all you're doing
matter.
Is trying to
That's,
criticize me.
So I'm not criticizing you. You were the one that started.
You just said it.
Hell, I got near one that I'm damn near married.
You don't call everybody on this show ignorant. Everybody.
I called those who attacked me ignorant.
Yes, you do.
No, those who attack me and who don't contribute to the subject matter. Let me tell you, when people have the facts, they deal with the facts. When they don't have the facts, they use ad hominem attacks.
So you got that out of the book, too, right?
I got a lot out of the book. Are you against an education?
Walk your ass out there in the street and be a man.
Hey,
wait a minute. Are you against an education?
Well, no, I'm not.
Go ahead.
Talk to
you. Keep criticizing a book, and this is not coming from a book. This is coming from me. You're misconstruing what I'm saying. But look here, again, Jay Sean, they keep jumping in. Did you have a question for me or not? If not, I'll just listen, because I don't mind listening.
All right.
Well, look here. Carry on with your conversation.
Look, I was trying to. This is a well, the show started off productive, you know. And even when you agree to disagree, it's still productive. You know what I mean? We gotta try to refrain from disrespect. You know what I mean? But other than that, we could debate, we could argue, we could agree to disagree. All that is okay. You know what I mean? Because everybody got different opinions and different views and points. You know what I mean? Like, but we gotta go with the proof that's in the pudding. Like, far as like WAP, like WAP been with his wife 40 years, so like we gotta listen to WAP. I mean, 40 years, that's a long. How many? Is nobody else on this show that been with a woman 40 years? So, I always told people, if a doctor been a surgeon for 20 years and you try to tell him he don't know nothing about surgery, then you crazy. If a mechanic been working on a car for 20 years and you try to tell him he don't know nothing about working on cars, then you crazy. If somebody been married 40 years and you try to tell them they don't know nothing about marriage, then you crazy. You know what I mean? But everybody is entitled to an opinion, you know what I mean? And everybody is entitled to their thoughts. You know, really, to tell you the truth, this is what makes podcasts good, because and that's what makes radio extinct, because podcasts, the difference between podcasts and radio is that podcast is live. Podcast is done in real time. If podcast doesn't have, you're not bleeping out words, and you're not censoring words, and you know what I mean. But that's what makes podcasts so good. And everybody got a right to their own opinion. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. But
can I say something?
Yeah,
this
you can
is
say
Veronica.
You want.
White.
Go ahead, Veronica. You can say whatever.
I always say no one in this world is perfect. No one. I don't care if you're single, married, divorced, whatever. That's your role. You walk it. Now, if you want some advice, how, and we did it, we can't go back and say this would happen. You can do it that way, but we can say you could try this.
You can write it in a book, and you still won't be able to do it the way we did it, because the book cannot tell you the good and the bad we went through in life. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So we can't explain to you why we're together.
That's right. We together because we believe in each other. We don't need no damn book to tell us that.
On the road just came across each other. That's all we can say. Right now we're together. Tomorrow I can't tell you.
I'll be glad to go to war with my wife any day. You take that magazine you got in your hand and go out there and try to fight a fight. You got a losing battle of the way you're going about yourself. You ain't going to leave your parents, no grandkids, or nothing because of the way you act, bro. Calm down.
You
ain't got nobody. Yeah. Boys and boys can't make shit. Boys and boys can't make children.
Well, you don't know that. He
somebody
say
he's over RuPaul. I'm starting to believe that.
Oh. Well, that's your business.
Can't make no black kids.
Hold on one second. We got a caller, y'all. One second. 9197, you live.
Hey everybody, this is Miss North Carolina.
Hey,
Mr. How are you? Hey, WAP and Miss Veronica.
How are you?
I just wanted to. I don't know if Mr. Solution is still on or not. Okay. I think he has a very important message. But I feel like, unfortunately, black women will never accept his message because he hates black women for some reason. And it's like, where is that? What happened to you? Where aren't you healed from to where you can feel this passionately in a negative way towards black women? And
let me see if you wanna address that. Mr. Solution, you wanna address that?
Solution?
What's his name?
Mr. Solution.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I don't even address
it. Let Mr. Solution, everybody let Mr. Solution address that statement. Please.
Yeah, I address American women. I see a common culture, and I don't hate women at all. If I hate it, when someone hates someone, when someone hates someone, they don't even deal with them. They don't even waste the energy to deal with them. But I'm never speaking to any. Excuse me one second, sir.
What I do is speak to women in general.
Look, sir, all you're doing, and this proves something.
Hold on, Watt.
Okay, hold on, Wop. Let Mr. Solution, hold on, let Mr. Solution talk.
Yeah, thank you for bringing civility to the conversation there, Jay Sean. I appreciate that. The lady just said that I have a message, and I would appreciate her expounding upon that, because what I find
that
people with, you know, non-good intentions, all they do is attack an individual. They don't deal with the message. All I introduced was the concept of duty. That's all I said, is that people have to have a method of relating to each other. And I don't know why that's so offensive.
Because we're black, we're not all the same. White is not the same. I don't care what culture you think that you got out of that book, but everybody got something different in their life. Nobody's perfect. You're not perfect. The person.
Yeah, but okay, but look, people don't operate on differences. They operate on commonalities, ma'am.
No, they operate on their own brain and mind and heart.
Okay, let me ask you a simple question.
People operate on what they have in common.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever been in a relationship ever?
Yes, sir, I have. And if you would stop trying to attack and maybe be a little bit more reasonable, which you aren't doing, I think the conversation could be more productive.
You've been in there because you got the guards up. You got your guards
up. I understand that you have 40 years. And that's fine. Like I say, I applaud that. But what we're talking about is people who don't have 40 years.
You got a relationship. You have been in a relationship.
Wow, let him finish answering the lady question. Miss North Carolina was asking him a question.
He got to read that goddamn book of his. He'll never finish answering the question.
Let him finish his article.
Let him finish. Go ahead. Cool out. Let him get it out. That's how he get his rocks off. Reading the book there, that's how he open it. You want to open?
Miss North Carolina.
Yes.
Was you finished with the question of Mr. Solution?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Did he answer your question?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
I did have one other question, that I wanted to ask before it slips my mind.
I think we're
not able to relate to you because we never hear personal experiences. It's like you're just always just being negative about women. I rarely hear you say anything positive about women.
Let me respond to Miss Carolina, Miss North Carolina. Miss North Carolina, when I say that both people have to have a duty and a method of dealing with each other, how is that negative about women?
Because you sound like you
want
a slave.
But that's not the
only
thing.
Wait a minute. I wasn't speaking to you, sir. I was speaking
to
Miss North Carolina.
Hey, Wop. Hold on. Don't let him talk, Wop.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with it.
Let him talk.
Get out, Mr. Solution.
Go ahead, Mr. Solution.
Just how you speak, it just has negative energy wrapped around it. I don't know if necessarily the words that you actually say are offensive, but your energy is really dark.
But that's subjective.
Really.
Has anyone ever said that about you?
Not to my face, not that I know of.
Hey, Miss North Carolina, has anyone ever said that you were negative? Anyone, woman or man?
You said it.
Okay, sir, would you be quiet a minute?
Hey, watch your mouth,
sir. I press the phone.
asking the lady a question because, see, what I'm saying is, what you're saying is entirely subjective.
Is Veronica jumping in, or is Veronica staying with us? All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Salute.
Did I get
Miss North Carolina.
Did I get my question out?
No, go ahead. Say it, repeat it, please.
I don't know. I had several questions that I can't even remember now, but it just. It just seems like everything, like, again, everything you have to say about women is kind of, it has a dark tone over it. And I was just saying, like, not necessarily the words that you say, but the energy that comes behind it is very, like, offensive.
But I didn't say anything about women. I said that two people who come into a relationship or potential relationship, they have to have a method of engagement. And they have to have a sense of duty. See, I think
you're probably projecting
your own negative energy onto what I say.
No, Mr. Salucci, she probably meant.
I think he has issues with accepting the truth about himself.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so in other words, when I say duty and methodology. None of that matters. You always have to veer back to attacking me as the person, right?
I just kind of wanted you to address the issues and not, you know, go around them.
Right. Well, I am addressing
the
issue. And the issue is people need to have a pathway to where they want to go. And I'm just saying they have to have a sense of duty and a method of doing it.
What do you have about duty? That's a white man word, duty.
Well, it's in the dictionary, sir. I don't know why you're so antagonistic toward being educated.
He
said
love all night.
Right.
In a way, I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking to Miss North Carolina. Why don't you hold your horses?
You disrespecting Miss North Carolina by hollering this duty shit. You
okay.
Don't nobody do no duties for nobody.
Okay,
duty.
All right.
Love. It's love.
He don't know how to say love because he ain't never been loved in his life.
Essentially, if one is going to talk about love, they have to talk about duty. They go together.
Duty.
It's like being responsible. Introduce another synonymous word, responsible. That's very important too. If duty is a trigger word for you, use the word responsible.
Yes, boss. Yes, boss. I don't get that coffee from you, boss.
Don't get that coffee from me right
now.
Hold on.
I'm Pastor Ruben.
What do you
make out of all of this?
It's a whole lot. I'm really lost for words, but I understand where everybody's coming from.
Don't give him a safe answer.
Don't give him a safe answer. No, I was saying.
They can probably hear you.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
What the hell is all my talking about? What is all my.
Time out.
That might be something
that comes. I can't figure it out.
Hold on, everybody. Hey, Pastor Ruben.
It's me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, I mean, like, what I mean is that when I say that, I mean,
Is it I'm trying to think of the right word. Is it such thing as I guess the word is statistical.
You get mad at people understand.
That's disrespectful.
Do you think that love is something that's
even worse pain?
Can you get love? Like if you were a college graduate, put it like this. If you was a college graduate and you took up relationships. If you took up relationships in college, right? Say
right.
Like if you took up relationships and stuff in college, and you had a choice to learn it for yourself. Do you believe that you can learn about relationships from college, or do you believe that you have to do it on your own by trials and tribulations?
I think you learn from both, actually. Both is good knowledge to have. But as my grandmother would say, experience is the best teacher. You know, I think you could take the education part and use it as a rule of thumb, maybe. But I think you learn more with experience. Me personally, yeah.
Because you know they do say that sometimes people just got book smarts, and then sometimes people got like street smarts. But then sometimes they say having both is the better. It's better, like
right.
Than just having book smart or just having street smart. Like having both is better. So where I'm going with this is that. Mr. Luke, Mr. Solution, do you feel like you just have book smarts, Mr. Solution, or do you feel like you also have experience with women from trials and tribulations? I think that's what everybody's trying to get to. That's the point we're trying to get to.
That's a great question. Well, let me just say it for this way. The ear is for tasting words as the palate is for tasting food. So if one is experienced, they can actually evaluate that by the words that are spoken. Now, having said that, yes, I agree. One needs both. Information lays the foundation for experience. Because experience has to be correlated. It has to be categorized as to what it means. You find a lot of people out there are having a lot of experiences. But if one doesn't know what it means, if you take most people that are in prison right now, they have a lot of experience, but they didn't know what to do with it. They took it the wrong way, right? So, yes, experience is phenomenal. But also intelligence as to how to utilize that experience, crucial.
This man's going on everything but relationship and love.
And what
he needs to go back to prison because he needs him a man. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker is saying love. Yeah.
Nobody.
Hey, Mr. Solutions. Mr. Solutions. I don't care what I don't care what they say about you, Junior. You're all right with me.
I hear it all right with me because he disrespected us. You know what I'm saying?
But,
hey, bro, have you ever been in a relationship? You ain't answered me yet.
Well, sir, let me say it this way. You're very hostile, and nothing is going to change your opinion. So let's just you and I.
Don't change.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's just you and I use.
I ask you a simple question. You always got to
okay,
go read your
None of your questions are simple. They're loaded questions. Let's just you and I use space as a blessing.
You're right, because I've been going to choke your ass to sleep. But go ahead. Answer the question.
First of all, you wouldn't do a damn thing to me. Your ass would be back in prison. Or in
I'll
the
be
grave.
In prison, but you'll be dead.
He never been.
You couldn't even come to my neighborhood, sir.
Never been in prison. He always works
you're right. I'll never be in your neighborhood. All y'all to be fucked up.
Right. We're like the bear and the shark. We operate in different terrains. So good luck to you.
Answer this here. I'm going to be nice about it. I'm sorry about what I just told you, but I meant it. But I'm sorry. Check it out. Have you ever been in a relationship? Ever? I'm talking about man and woman. Not caveman and cavewoman, Dave. I'm talking about now, man and woman. Go ahead. Answer that, please.
Go back to prison. You ain't never been to prison.
He need to take his punk ass back to prison.
You think all white kids have been to prison? Oh, my God. You is something else. What's your solution?
Mr. Solution.
That was the other guy who went to prison. That was the other husband.
Oh, my apologies.
From the first hour.
Don't apologize.
I accept it.
Because I know you don't know no damn better. But answer the question, bro.
Well, first of all, as I said, you expressed nothing but hostility. So, look, I don't want to speak to you, sir.
He graduated from high school. Hey. He always had a job. Hey. We have our own home, cars, but that's what we wanted.
And I got a wife, and I got kids. They in college. All of them in college.
My son graduated from college.
So, hey, now, good. Now,
don't make me better than nobody.
Now, give us your book of your relationship, your kids, your mother. Do you got any of that?
Well, first of all, as I said to you, and I think as any honest person could observe, you just want to fight. I'm not interested in fighting you.
Hold on, I'm speaking.
There's no benefit in fighting you. So any conversation just provokes a fight from you. So I don't want to engage in that. With you.
Get your ass off the phone and let us finish our conversation with humans. Not no goddamn book. Get off the phone. I'm hosting this show. Get off the phone.
First of all, you can't tell me what to do. I hope you realize that.
But you trying to tell me what to do?
Well, I was telling you how to be civil.
You can't tell me nothing.
All right, well then, let's not speak.
Mr. Solution.
Get your ass off the phone and let people talk.
Is it anybody else want to press one? Anybody else got any questions? Or
he didn't let Miss Carolina finish her conversation.
I know. She didn't know. She didn't finish. But look, Miss North Carolina, you still on the phone?
What's wrong?
Miss North Carolina?
Culture.
Yeah. I have a question, Mr. Deshaun.
Huh? Oh, you got a question? Okay, everybody.
I had a question.
The pastor got a question. Can we all, let's just listen and see what the pastor has, question the pastor got, please.
Please.
All right,
please
go ahead.
Help us out, pastor. Help us out.
Okay.
Yeah, help us out. The pastor, cool.
Mr. Lucius, how are you tonight?
Good night, Mr. Lucius.
Oh, I'm doing fine.
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Thanks for asking.
One second.
I don't think they understood what you were saying. So they want to know whether you ever had a relationship with a female or any.
I said early on, sure.
Okay. How successful your relationship was, Mr.
I've been in two long-term relationships.
Okay. Okay. You've been married before?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you interested in another long-term relationship?
Sure.
Okay.
Good.
Go ahead, Miss North Carolina. I think she has a question for you.
Mr. Solutions, I'm so proud of you, sir.
What, telling you a lie? Everything he just said was a lie.
There's no meeting of the minds with that guy, for sure.
I think I asked what I needed to ask, and I think I got my answers.
No, Miss North Carolina, you had a couple of more questions for him. Go ahead, give them all to
you. What was the main question that you had for him, Miss North Carolina? What was the main question?
The main question was where the hostility came from, like the negative energy around relationships. Where did that come from? Around women, per se.
I think he got cheated on.
Yeah, Miss North, may I respond to Miss North Carolina? Are you there?
Yes.
Miss North Carolina, I think, and I'm going to presume that you are a fair-minded person. I think the negative energy that you are perceiving is emanating from you.
You said that, but I don't see that, and I'm pretty good at analyzing myself and being self-aware, and I just don't see it. And I think me and my fiance are so close, he's going to bring that to my attention. So if that was an issue that was truly an issue for me, he would have already addressed that with me, and I would
maybe not. And what I'm saying is I'm a pretty good evaluator of personalities also. So what I'm saying is be a little bit patient and just be open. Now, what you say may be true. There's a small possibility that what you're saying is true. But it's also probable that what you're saying is not true. So you have to be open to that. Would you just be open to it?
Oh, of course. Oh,
okay.
Of course, definitely.
Very good.
I don't really see it.
I would want to write a book about his life.
It won't be a long book. That's going to be like 2 pages.
And the way he think about people.
He's miserable.
And don't think people really.
Yeah, I think if you change, I don't know if you're open, like you're asking me to be open-minded. If you give yourself the space to be open-minded about women and just kind of like just, because you remember there was an era where black women just dogged out black men. Like, black men ain't shit. It was like a whole black men ain't shit movement.
Yeah, right.
It's like now it's starting to flip. Yeah, now it's starting to flip. And it's like now they hate us.
Let's do a little experiment right here. Let's do a little thought experiment. Miss North Carolina, right? Miss North Carolina, let's take baby steps and do a thought experiment. You consider yourself a black woman, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, I'm being open to you. Let's start with you. I heard what you said. I'm very sensitive to what people say, either intelligent or non-intelligent. I'm sensitive to what people say. And you keep saying being, I think your words were being more open to women. I want to get you correctly. Is that what you said? I need to be more open to women? Or you said more
you
open
to
black
more,
women? Or,
you,
what's
you
your
need
statement?
To have a more,
people.
Would you let Miss North Carolina speak, please?
No.
Be respectful.
Go ahead.
I think you just, like, in a simple way to say it, I feel like you should give black women more of a chance than what you do. I feel like you don't believe in us.
All right, I'm giving you a chance. I'm listening to you. And now you can't expect me to do everything because, remember, you're coming at me with a question, but that question didn't originate with me. It originated in your life experiences. And I don't know what all of those have been, but if we can just lay a small foundation right here, I listen to what you said. Listen to what you said. I'm open to what you said, and we can at least find common ground there. I think what you are accusing me of is too general and too non-specific.
Well, I don't feel like I'm trying to accuse you of anything. I'm just wanting you to be aware of the energy that you're putting out there. It is being perceived. It's real. And I think you don't want people to challenge you in any way. It's like you want your way is the right way.
No. First of all, let's get this clear. You are making an accusation. Okay, let's be clear about this, Miss North Carolina.
Maybe you're just
you
kind of
are
on the defense. Maybe you're just
you are making an accusation.
I'm telling you about my experience. I'm telling you about my experience of.
I got it. I hear you, but I'm just saying I'm receiving what you're saying as an accusation because it is. And so what I'm saying is, again, going back to where we agreed on just a moment ago, you need to be as open to the possibility of you emanating negative energy as you are to me. And we'll both meet in the middle on it.
I'm just not there. I don't see it.
Okay, well, you may not see it now, but just be open to it. That's all.
Right. But can I ask a question to my fiancé?
Sure.
Is what I'm saying making sense to you?
About the dark energies that Mr. Solutions bring at the table? A lot of sense. I feel like, you know, we done heard him several weeks, and honestly, he's never really said anything positive about any woman, let alone a sister. And I feel like
right.
He's in a situation where he's been hurt really, really bad, and he's having a hard time dealing with that and recovering.
Wait, before you
that.
Go on, sir, and first of all, a pleasure to meet you. Before you go on with your psychoanalysis, I would just ask you, what did I say that was dark? What did I say that was dark?
No,
please be specific.
Hold on, let me talk. I'm going to answer the question. It's not what you're saying specifically. If you got to understand, in the human bodies, I mean, just realistically speaking, not speaking from a book or article or any type of news feed, you got to understand that as humans, we give off energy. And when people feel energy, it tells you can keep your damn mouth shut and people can feel the energy off you. If you're from a town like me, from Patterson or whatever, and you're standing on the block, you can feel the energy of somebody getting ready to do something or something about to happen. Energy is real in this world. And that's something that God gave us. And when you're speaking, people feel that energy. You can make it sound as good as you want, read it from a book, however, you know, school you went to and learned that from. People understand how you are. People are feeling the energy that there's something deep inside of you that's hurting you. It might be from your childhood. Maybe you was molested. Maybe you got beat up by women when you were coming up. We don't know. And I'm no man. You a man just like I'm a man. I'm no man to judge you.
We
say that you ain't this, you ain't that. You sound very educated. I respect you. As you know, I hope you respect me. But at the end of the day, energy is real, and that's what my fiance is speaking about. She's speaking about the energy that you bring off. It seems like there's something, there's some deeper issues that, unfortunately, we don't have a license to counsel you on.
Well, okay, have you finished?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
All right, well, first of all, I've never spoken to you. It's a pleasure speaking to you, and I have no problem, no compunction whatsoever about the meeting issues head on. Now, look, I would just say this, having just met you. Since you've been exposed to a lot of dark energy, right, you have a lot of experience with dark energy, according to your own expression, that may be what you're bringing to the table and not necessarily me. I am a direct person. Let me just share this with you just briefly. I am a very direct person, and I'm much harder on myself than I am on anyone else. However, that works. I'm a prior military man. I have a very strict code of behavior, and I employ that strategically.
Slavery mentality.
Thank you for your service.
You were born. Well, that other guy was speaking
MOS,
over
sir?
You, so I unfortunately I didn't hear you. Would you please repeat?
I said thank you for your service. What was your MOS?
You never been in the military.
I worked in an elite military organization. I was trained at the Army Corps of Engineers. So I'm on Blog Talk. I do meet a lot of people with negative energy. So I don't like to just give, you know, a dossier on myself. I don't like to give a biography. I give some information. I'm more interested in speaking to issues and letting people apply that knowledge, if they choose to their particular situation. I'm not trying to bogart anybody. I do speak directly. I do that, and I'm not going to stop doing that, by the way. Hold on a minute, sir. Hold on.
Hey, I'm not going to hold on. You're so negative by everything come out your
mouth. I love to accuse people of what they are guilty of. It's called projecting.
I'm accusing you. You. I'm not
okay, first of all, I don't give a damn about what you say.
And
let me just be clear on that.
I don't give a damn about your little gay ass neither, bro.
Well, then let's do the gentlemanly thing and not
speak. You miserable.
Hey, let's do the gentlemanly thing and not speak to each other. I can do that with you.
You miserable,
I don't
bro.
Want to converse with you. I don't want
your
to converse with you.
Your daddy with you when you were young. You miserable.
I don't
want to
converse with you. If you think I'm miserable, okay, fine. I hear you. But I don't want to converse with you. Is that okay?
And I don't like the way you disrespect the Miss North Carolina neither. If I was right
okay,
there,
I don't care about what you
goddamn.
Like, so shut up talking to me, please.
I'm about to punch you in your goddamn face.
Right, and you'll go to jail, too, if not to the grave.
I don't give a fuck. You'll be whooped.
So but to talk back on my what I was saying here, you were speaking about being direct. Now here's how I do business. You know, I'm a direct individual myself, and you know, if I'm speaking to you honestly and I'm putting situations and past experiences and energies on the table, I expect you to do the same. If you can't match that, then honestly, you know, I can't discuss any further information with you. You know what I'm saying? My woman with me for a reason, because I'm a leader, and she trusts me, and she know what time it is. She know that I'm going to hold everything down, and that there's no dark energy floating around my house. So when we feel negative energy, regardless of our past experiences, we know when it's abroad. And what my fiance was speaking to you is we've heard you on several shows, and you do sound very discouraging when you talk about females, as if they're supposed
okay.
to be.
What did I say? I'm sorry for interrupting you, but can you be specific about what I said?
Specifically, like speaking how, you know, women should be serving the man and basically
duty.
Look up to the man
duty.
And follow the man.
Duty.
It's not that don't work in today's age at the end of the day. And I don't feel like if you can't.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just clarify something, if I may. May I?
Go ahead.
No, you got him finished.
Okay, thank you.
You
said that I. Oh, jeez. You said that I spoke about the woman serving the man, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, how is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, the problem is, if you want to start, see, that's the thing. That's the mind of a clan man. At the end of the day, that's the shit that we're trying to come from. And you telling people they need to serve you, as if you know we back in slavery time with whips and shit like that. That's not how it is now. You get a woman you partner with, because I'm gonna tell you one thing. Anytime you got a woman serving you, it's another man that can serve her as better, and you're gonna constantly be
that's
by yourself with that kind
woman.
Of mindset.
I don't think I use that word specifically. I may have, but if I use that word, I do believe in mutual service to each other. I think in a relationship, people have to serve each other. So I wasn't using that word exclusively for a woman just serving a man. You misconstrued.
You said duty. What is duty?
Well, sir, would you be quiet a minute? You act like an animal.
Tell me what is duties.
Okay, yeah, just be quiet.
That's a white man word for slavery.
Would you be
that's
quiet? And you should go to school. I highly recommend that you go to community college or something. Shit. Anyway, sir, getting back to you, the point I was making is that obviously people should serve each other. And, I mean, that's what goes on. If you look the word up, that's what the word means. Mutual usefulness. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go on.
Now, there's no doubt in my mind that you are a great individual, and you will make a great husband one day to some woman. And I feel like the moment you find somebody that to collaborate with you or what you want them to collaborate with you, I feel like the energy will be completely different on this show. But
let me tell you this. I ask you to hold in abeyance your psychoanalysis of anybody, me included. But what I would say, I'm a very easy person to get along with. Probably, and I'm just saying probably, I'm easier to get along with than you are.
Bullshit.
See, that's a psychoanalysis. You're basically being a hypocrite of what you're saying, because you basically just said.
It could also be true.
Psychoanalysis with me.
But I'm also telling the truth. And you have the ability to contest what I say, both here and present. I'm just simply saying you are acting as if I'm difficult to collaborate with. I'm probably easier to collaborate with than you are. Would you please knock it off?
Disrespect my wife. I will find your ass.
Wait.
I am that motherfucker. Disrespect my wife. You got a problem, bro.
To whom he's talking to?
He's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
All right, look here. If you threaten me, I'll find you first, okay? You threaten me, I'll find your sorry ass first. Be assured of that.
Sound
like a savage. Why don't you just knock it off? Tell you that I don't want to talk to you. Why don't you respect that? Why don't you respect my wishes? All you're doing is being critical. I don't want to communicate with you. And we do communicate on a different level. I have no problem acknowledging that. I don't like communicating with people like you. And
I don't like communicating
with you and people like you.
People like me.
How you know him?
People like you.
People like you.
I can't pull you out the ring from that one, but at the end of the day, Mr. Solutions, like I said, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? You got your own opinion.
Well, you know me a lot if you want to, because I'm presenting myself to you. Now, look,
you got to answer your own self.
Let me just finish this thought. You talked a moment ago about putting things on the table. Look. You put on the table what you're comfortable putting on the table. I put on the table what I'm comfortable putting on the table. It's called discretion, okay? So we can put basic, useful things on the table. I don't have to put everything on said table that you put on the table, nor do you have to put everything on the table that I put on the table. We pick and choose.
But the basis of the conversation is your energy that you bring to the table, and I'm not the only one that has said this. My fiance done said it. There's been several other women that said it, and I feel me personally. I'm not a therapist, and I'm no one to analyze you. But based on what I've heard, you definitely got some things that I can't help you with that you're gonna have to deal with on your own time.
Before you go down that path, why don't we just do this? Why don't we agree to disagree? Because I live a very nice, quiescent life. Okay, very nice.
Here's the thing:
I'm not going to try and negatively criticize you.
Let me talk.
Let me just finish the thought.
No.
I'm not going to negatively criticize you because if that's all you have to offer is to try to criticize me, I'm not buying it. If that's your only motivation,
the thing is, look, because what I do works. You just sat up.
Okay, what I do works.
Hold on, wait. Let me say this. Hold on. Look, wait a minute. See, you just said you don't criticize nobody, but you just flaunt that, I live a very comfortable life, and basically you're insinuating money. First of all, I'm going to say this first and foremost.
Exactly. It's more than money, but yes, it is money.
Listen, let me finish. Listen, first of all, I got 40 acres. I got 45 acres of land, first and foremost. I write checks. People work for me. Okay, so we live a comfortable life, so whether you like it or not. You know, you ain't the only one living a comfortable life, and I don't got a five-star education.
Well, let's put it this way. Well, we really don't have an argument. I don't see why the bellicosity.
I don't see where the acrimony is arising from.
If, you know, both of you and I live a comfortable life, let's just, you know, go as part in peace. What's wrong with that?
You live by yourself. You ain't comfortable. You're miserable.
He's miserable.
You got 99 problems, and all of them is you.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, I accept all the negativity that you say. Okay, thank you.
You better.
Write all those things down.
And I love my sisters, man. I love my sisters. I respect my sisters.
Do I do that?
Reverend, could you step in?
Once again, WAP, this your first time meeting Mr. Solution, but he's a,
in
he's land, a regular.
I wish I could meet him in the street.
A lot of us have grown accustomed to his character. You know what I mean? So it's new to you, so that's why you feel like you feel. You know what I mean? I understand that you feel like you feel because you don't really know him. But he frequents, like, all the shows, and we all have grown. Like, that's why O talking like O know, because O have heard him say certain things on previous podcasts, like how if a woman can't cook, I don't want to misquote him, but if a woman can't cook, maybe.
But
on the flip side, you supposed to say what you saying, WAP, because see, you've been with one woman 40 years, so you supposed to speak strongly about what you saying. And Mr. Solution, 40 plus, he's speaking strongly about what he believes because he's single and he's been through relationships and they didn't work. I'm single too. I mean, I can't talk. I'm not going to get up here and try
but
to
you don't talk like
date
him.
With nobody.
I'm not going to get up here and go against nobody
who got 40 years. So I'm going to sit. That's why I sit back and I'll be quiet because. Because knowledge is to know and to listen and observe. So I sit back and I listen and I observe. You know what I mean? I don't try to get involved in too many. Even though I'm the host of the show, certain things topics I don't get involved in. I let people talk and voice their opinion and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Whatever Mr. Solution is saying, whatever Bob is saying, Veronica, Miss North Carolina, everybody, when you come to my show, you got a right to say whatever you want to say within reason. You know, we could do certain things like, you know, like certain disrespects and racial and stuff like that. We could do without that, but I mean sometimes it just happens. It's the podcast is real life, so that's why I don't really like stop people when certain people might say certain things. Sometimes it might be harsh to others because listen, it's real. You know what I mean? My show is real. You know what I mean? And that's how people talk in real life. You know what I mean? This how sometimes people talk in real life. You might be in a business. You might be in a business meeting that's 10 times more heated than this podcast. You know what I mean? And they still come to a conclusion at the end. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I,
Just because you go back and forth and everybody speak their different opinions, don't mean that the podcast was a losing battle. You know what I mean? It's always positive. Even when it's negative, it's still positive. That's how I see it. You know what I mean? So sometimes I sit back and I listen to everybody. You know what I mean? And I take it all in, and I keep it in my mind. Now I use it for next week, or I use it for the week after that. You know what I mean? It's all good energy, and hopefully everybody learns something from it, because it's still the phone line listening. Hold on 1 second, Dre. The phone line are still full. Nobody has hung up yet. So I'm making a point here while O is talking and Miss North Carolina and WAP and Mr. Solution and Veronica, while everybody's talking, I just want y'all to know that the phone lines are still popping full of people listening. So that lets you know that you're not talking nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not in vain. Everything that the solution saying, everything that WAP saying, everything that everybody's saying, it still has a meaning. It still has a course. It's still making understanding understood. Because if it was just gibberish or bullshit or bourgeois bullshit, I wouldn't have nobody on the line.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I'm just saying, like, the phone lines are still full of people listening to y'all talk. So sometimes I sit back in the cut and I let everybody say what they got to say and make their opinions, you know, regardless if they harsh, rude, racist, disrespectful, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm sitting back because we all adults here. Somebody want to curse, they could curse. If somebody want to whatever, this is an adult show. When I do this app for this show, I put the parental discretion advised. You know what I mean? So we can say whatever we want to say. But one thing I want to say is that, you know, at 10 o'clock the show was supposed to end. You know, so we like...
We're not done.
We could go on. I don't care. We could go on because, you know, sometimes I get quiet. I let everybody talk. I don't care. We have done this show for 4 hours. You know what I mean? We average 3 hours. I don't really care because I don't got nothing to do tomorrow. You know, I'm good with it if everybody good with it. But I just want everybody to keep in mind that in the end of the day, it's just a podcast. You know what I mean? It's just a show. And everybody got opinions. You know what I mean? And when we get off the phone tonight, when we get off the phone tonight, WAP still got his wife there, and O got his fiance. I'm going to bed alone.
And Mr. Solution going to bed alone.
So I'm not gonna argue with nobody that's going to bed with nobody. I'm going to bed alone.
A bunch of
other people going to bed alone, and some people going to bed with somebody, some people going to bed with somebody and wishing they wasn't with that person too. Don't forget about that now. You done hit him
in the head with a good punch.
He's
going to bed with his books.
We got your gloves.
Yeah,
you ready to go in the ring, man. We just need a bell.
Yeah, I don't need no bell. Just tell me where he at.
Can I say something now?
It's just a podcast. That's all. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
all it is.
I don't ever want nobody to leave here feeling like, you know, like, you know, like, oh man, this was crazy or this was whatever. Now, I want people to leave here saying, yo, this podcast was off the hook. It was how the young people say it, lit. It was lit.
It's real.
It was lit. It was in,
It was real. That's it. That's it. You can't say it no better. It was real.
Right. This is real. Ain't no book speaking these words here. It's coming out of our mouth. We don't need no book to talk like this. That's why I like the Reverend to be on all our shows. Because he calls me down every time he speaks. But Mr. Solution,
he's
got 99 problems.
What advice could you give to a couple that's committed to each other? But, well, let me ask you like this. Was there a time in your marriage where you were like, oh, they ain't going nowhere? Or we're never going to leave each other. Like where you were confident in that.
The journey that you take, you know what I'm saying? Because it's good and it's bad. And it's best to go through both of them to realize we need each other to get over that hill. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing easy about life. A book can't tell you nothing about what me and my wife went through. Reality can tell you nothing. Just like with you and your fiance. You know what I'm saying? It's different stroke for different folks. It's what gets you out of the head. When you say I do, that means you mean it. All the other junk that you went through, leave it behind.
Right.
You love. L-O-V-E. Love.
You can't forget about this person for 6 months or a year. Y'all come back around and still that thing comes back. Like I asked my grandmother and my mother-in-law, how did y'all do this? And look, 20 years later, I'm still with him because I told him I'm a 2000 wife. I can't do this. And I look back from 20 years ago and look at where I am now. My grandmother told me, don't worry about what people say. It's not what people say. It's what the things you go through.
That's life. Everybody got a different road they got to travel down. And when you travel down that road, you ain't got no book to tell you to turn left and turn right. It's just you.
Right.
Just follow that road and follow your mind, and it's going to lead you in the right direction. That book that the Joker over there reading, don't do that. I tell you that for a fact. Do not listen to the Joker over there. That's why he's miserable.
If you feel this way, that way.
But you and O going to be all right. Just believe in each other.
I believe that.
No books.
The worst thing you can do is get a book. Now you're getting somebody else's problem, bringing them into your problem. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody write no story for you.
The Bible.
Huh?
Read the Bible.
Can't nobody write no story for you. Yeah, I hear you.
If you go ahead and send me that red recipe, I know she ain't going nowhere no time soon. Because I'm going to put a couple pounds on her and weigh it on down.
Hey, Dre, would you get ready to say something, Dre?
Miserable, probably. Yes, sir. Where you at with the hung yourself?
No.
Where's the Reverend?
No,
I like
Ruben,
the Reverend
still
talk.
Here? The pastor still here?
Yeah.
Dre, you still
I'm
here?
Glad you're still here.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Everybody, we gonna keep going on as long as everybody going on. But look, Dre, would you ready to say something?
Yeah.
I refer to
y'all being together. Who would you say held it together the most? Like, was it one of y'all that said, you know what, I'm not going nowhere? Or was it just a both of y'all?
That being real. You ain't supposed to go nowhere.
WAP. You heard him, WAP?
On a car with bail out.
What happened?
He said, out of 40 years together, who would you say, which one of y'all really held it together, you know, out of 40 years? Like, maybe, when it felt like it wasn't going nowhere, which one of y'all kept it together?
Hey, it takes two. No matter what you go through,
it's
it
not
two.
40 straight everyday thing years, but we've been together. Everybody has their ups and downs.
It takes two.
But if you come back together,
if
you
she,
get
if
come
she
back
see
together.
Me drowning. I know she'll pull me out the water. Just if I see her drowning, I'm going to pull her out the water. It takes
right.
two.
God, take you back to that person.
It takes you.
It
hold
just
up.
Happened. My, they couldn't tell me
well, hold
why they still with me, man.
Go ahead. He's speaking. Go ahead.
Hold on. 1 second. Let me see something. I think we got another caller. I don't know. 2367. You press 1. You want to say something?
This is Ruben.
Oh, that's Ruben? Okay. Sorry about that. I thought that was somebody else. Look, Dre, you got another question? That's it? Did you get your answer? Dre.
It can be anyone, that's but me. You can leave, but I can leave. So, it's been...
What? Why you ran Mr. Solutions off the phone like that?
I didn't run him off the
who
phone. His conscience ran him off the phone. He ran himself
he's still,
off the phone.
He's still here. It's the solution still here.
He over there read for the next topic we finna have. He got to read first to come with it.
Leave him alone. He's quiet and listening.
Anybody
but
else?
To, your, to his question. Go ahead.
Anybody else? Let me see if anybody else on the line.
Where Mr. Miles at?
Anybody want to say? Miles is here. Miles is being quiet. I gotta get ready to It's we like 30 minutes over, and we might get ready.
Could
to,
I say something? This Mr.
Sure,
Miles
sure,
is
sure.
I just
go ahead,
want
you can
to say
anything you want.
And I always continue saying, nobody's perfect. You never know what the next minute, the next hour, what will happen. Nobody knows what's in front of them. Just keep going into the future and try to think positive always for yourselves. Don't worry about the next person. They need your help. And you help them on your journey. But you have to think positive about life. Because that negative going to keep you down. And don't down anybody. Care who you are, what you do. I will sit there and talk to you. You're no better. I'm no better than him. He's no better than me, but I'm not going to put myself down low.
Respectful when a man down a woman like that talking about due duty.
But that's his thing, and that's the way
that's
he 2000. Is. But that's him.
That's slavery.
To you?
Yeah.
But that's him. Those his words. He chose.
Do no, tell a woman she got to do her duty.
A woman not going to take that. You go on a job, that's a job description. Say duty
say no.
On a job description. He must be a supervisor or somebody.
Nothing. He's a miserable-ass old man.
But I don't care about him. That's his fault.
I would never want to hear nobody come out and tell somebody they got to do their duty.
But
duty?
The preacher, could you say a passage, a verse, and pray, you know, before we go?
Preacher, am I wrong? By talking about duty, that word been thrown away.
No, what he said about that a woman supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's Bible. He said duty. That's a slavery word.
That's a description.
No.
Of God.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you have to work together in every relationship that you're in. No one person has it all. That's why it's called relationship. You got to relate to each other.
Take a team.
We both have responsibility in relationship. Yes.
Poppy, I just want you to answer that.
Don't nobody say duties no more. Not to no woman. You don't tell your woman that you got the duty. That's disrespectful, right? But that's disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
You got they said that so much back then, slavery days, that they'll be a fool to say that today. And he was a fool to say that tonight. That's disrespectful, man. Duties? I'm up to 1,000. I'm hot as a firecracker. I ain't never heard nobody say that. Duty. Go ahead. I got my ice. I'm going to cool down because that man expects everybody on the show tonight with that duty.
What the hell is that?
There's no connection.
Oh, we're not going to use that word. We ain't going to use that word duty anymore.
Please. Please don't use that word.
There's
gonna
no Carolina. The pastor talking to you.
Can we say due
diligence? I didn't hear him. What did he say?
I was just no Carolina.
I mean, isn't it in the Bible that a woman's supposed to take care of her man? Or her man needs?
And both.
Of course.
Not
yeah,
duty. Isn't that part of duty to be the one of the house?
But that's mutual, though. They both need to take care of
mutual.
Each other. They need to take care of each other.
That's the new age. That's new age.
We're living in the New Testament, too. Duty's been changed.
100 years ago. You don't tell nobody
all
got
that
no duty.
All that changed when men started disrespecting women and start holding women to who they really are. When we start treating women like cream, that's when they got their backbone and they said they never take it no more. That's how things change. But your typical woman supposed to take care of her home. She's unhappy.
That's both ways,
she's
bro.
Not doing that no more. No, it's not both ways. It is because we fucked up as men. Now we got.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's phenomenal that you say that because I had that same like epiphany a couple of days ago.
It's equal.
It's not equal. It has to be equal. It's what it turns into.
Equal. The man supposed to do at the same as the woman supposed to do. It ain't nobody got to do more than each other. We supposed to all do it together.
We take care of each other.
You won't take care of your woman if she dies, but you want her to take care of you when you down and out, but you can't take care of her back. Come on, bro. That ain't no relationship.
No, that's a slavery.
That's a slavery mentality, and that go back to Solution with that duty, Jefferson.
I'm not saying
you grab her hair and say, get your ass in the kitchen. Nah, nothing
pretty
like that. I'm talking
that.
About when your man is at work and getting that hard-earned money, coming home smelling like underarm pit. Greasy as hell.
That woman
is in the house making sure that her man comes home from brushing his ass. A hot meal is prepared for him. Maybe, you know, his bath water or something like that. You feel me?
That's all good. I'm sorry. That's all good. But I got to say, that's all good. But a woman has to be, he can't just keep giving and giving and giving and not being taken care of on the back end.
No, of course not. Man. Listen.
Well, that needs to be said.
You're taking what I'm saying. Like I'm saying, a woman does certain things and a man does certain things. When it comes to romantic and being with your woman. And your candlelight dinner and get that feel special. Yeah, you do that. That should be all in that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as taking care of the house, the kids, and Mr. Sherrod, the straight.
Both of us work, and whoever get home first, go in there and start cooking. You gonna wait till she get home. It's whoever get there first. That's part of being.
Yeah, because we trained. Was supposed to be.
Huh?
It changed.
Everybody can't cook, but you're going to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't knock yourself saying what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You lower yourself when you say you can't do something.
Let him, if he wants to.
I cook all the time for my wife and my kids all our life. I go in there and cook. I ain't got no problem cooking. I get off of work.
Yeah.
Get out of the day. Come right on home and go straight to the kitchen.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Don't let it be red night.
And if I'm tired and wore out, she'll get up and go in there and cook herself, because she ain't able to make it that day there. And what's wrong with her getting up and going to do it? Even if you can't cook, you try. Order some food or something. That's right. Feed your man. They're like he feeds you. Bruh, the worst thing you can do is say a woman's supposed to do this here. You turn a relationship off right there.
Yeah, yeah. And if a woman going to do something, go ahead. Don't look for the man.
That's being a king.
Have yourself, too. So if he leaves, you still got a job.
That's right. Do you. So if that's in the Bible, ignore that. A woman supposed to do for men. Ignore it. Because everything works together. That's what I'm saying. Everybody got to work with each other. You know what I'm saying? That probably ain't going to sit there and tell me that my wife better be home cooking if she can't. Where does she sit? We ain't going to eat. That's a lie. We going to eat. Sorry, Pastor, but I had to say that.
Oh, you're correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're correct.
Okay, next topic.
Go to sleep. Good night.
You ain't the host. You can't just turn us off. We hadn't lost some ratings with Solution on there. We lost a lot of ratings.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, man.
If more people like and think like that.
Not talking about duties. I ain't never heard of nobody say no duties. Not to me, it ain't.
When you go on a job, the description says your duties to do this and that.
No, my job is to do this. If a person tells me something about duties, I'm going to disrespect him and tell me, that's not all. Excuse me, Reverend. Slavery days was back there in the 100s.
Yeah.
This 2000.
I understand.
Brother, you know how I am on a job. I've been there 20 plus years.
But you the second home and said, girl, you didn't do your duty.
Right.
I'm going to my duty.
Yeah, you be ready to whoop my. That word need to be out of the dictionary. Can I know a lot of words? That's
what you're going
to. Hey,
well,
keep that baby. You just
keep
carrying his baby.
Yeah.
That's your duties.
Come on, man. Why you say her tough and got the hell away from them crackers? Or hollering stuff like that. She ain't doing it. You don't tell me. What the hell is a duty? Put you to sleep? I'm sorry, but I just never accepted that word.
You had it.
Your duty.
No.
You can say what you want. You got duties in the bedroom.
If anybody else want to say anything, if not, we gonna close out for the evening. It's been a hell of a show for real.
Yeah, this is good for tonight.
It's been a really good show. I wanna thank everybody, you know, for the night. I mean, I know sometimes we go on and on and on and on, but my brother getting tired.
Hey, bro.
I know you got that from a lot of people.
can't stand his ass.
If I can't stand you, I ain't stand
look here, you. I'm going to say this about you, you son of a bitch. You're a savage, okay? As far as I'm concerned, you are a savage, right? You're uncivilized.
And you
well, you're an ignorant wretch.
I will be uncivilized.
You're an ignorant wretch. And that,
you know
sure.
What?
I'm glad you
that's
have a marriage, but it's your marriage is completely by accident.
You're more miserable. You is it in the world?
Your relationship is completely by accident.
You need to get an accident, and that's running into me. It will be an accident.
Why y'all two couples that.
That motherfucking black ass racist motherfucker. I stomped that motherfucker to sleep.
You are a savage, and your uneducated ass should be in prison.
Hey,
you should be in a cage, you animal.
But check it out. Now you go in your little house and go jack your penis off, you faggot motherfucker.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, look here, you asshole. I can do whatever I want to do, and I can do a lot of things that your sorry ass can't do.
But you
don't understand.
Alone.
Let me say this. You sicken me.
Alone.
You absolutely
alone.
Sicken me with your ignorance.
Alone, though. You alone. You alone.
Look,
you're so miserable that it's killing you.
Look, you idiot. That's where you are a fool. Anybody can be with somebody. If you take your ass
you
to a homeless shelter, there are men there that have women.
What nobody put up with you? What nobody put up with a motherfucker like you? You
again, I'm glad you're in a relationship that you're happy with, but understand.
And I'm glad
it's
you're in a relationship you're in because a woman would have been there killed your ass.
It's not by effort. You, sir, you are a fool. I've listened to you, and you come across as a fool.
Reverend.
All right?
Reverend.
Basically,
Reverend,
you are a fool.
Pray for this man, because he needs your help.
An uneducated, ignorant hick.
Hey, people like you, I come look for people like you.
Uneducated.
Reverend, help him out. That motherfucker.
I guess that concludes our show for the evening.
Yeah, let's cut this off right now. Because that motherfucker there, I'll find him.
Fine, this is too much, okay? And I'll have any blood pressure pills for you.
Yes, I'm about to cool off for that motherfucker there.
It's
human language, man. Reverend.
Different.
Help us
out. Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
you know what?
Jesus
let's
go.
Let know what? Let's hey pastor. Let's say a prayer and then we're gonna end this show. I think this show needs a prayer. Say can you say a short prayer? We can end this show.
Need to calm it down. Bump the brakes. Bump the brakes.
Hold up. We're gonna end this show. We're gonna let the pastor do a little prayer, and then we're gonna end the show with a prayer. This one show need a prayer right here.
I hope you recorded this one here.
Every show recorded.
Good.
Every show is recorded.
All right.
Go ahead.
Y'all ready? The pastor got it.
And take
yes.
him miserable home, too, because he's miserable as hell. Take him home, pastor.
All right. Let us pray. Father, our God, we thank you for your word. For you, we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our pathway, O God. And we thank you, God, for your word. It says that all I've got to get is an understanding. And, God, we just praise you for it now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just miss you from this place, never from your presence. We do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Remember what I say. Like, you know, like, it's no right or it's no wrong with this. You know, I mean, we all say. I don't never want nobody to leave this podcast feeling like they was took advantage of or something like that. I want everybody to feel like
Like, yo, that was a good-ass show right there. Like, I can't wait to hear it next week. So we going to conclude this show. I'm tired as hell. I went fishing all day. I'm tired. We're going to conclude this show. Don't forget, we got other shows on this platform. We got the Sunday night show at 7. We got a Monday show, Dre show, at 8:30. Mondays, we got the Wednesday show, Shadi's Point of Impact. We got my sister's show on Thursday, The Lisa Experience, and the number one show in the land, the craziest podcast all. We got the Keeping It Real show every Friday at 8 o'clock. Everybody always welcome. Tell somebody about the show, you know what I mean? If you want the link to the show, I'll text the link to your phone, and that way you can hear this show whenever you want, and you can send it to other people. You know what I mean? If you want, link to the,
I ain't disrespecting, but I don't never want to hear this. Not this kind of show we did tonight. If you can't beat that duty out of that this conversation we had tonight, I don't want this.
You'll never want to hear this show again.
That was light.
You haven't been on the other shows. That was light.
Hey, bro, you ain't going to want me on them other shows if Solution on them motherfuckers, because they're going to be 99 problems. They're going to be me and him.
Mr. Solution frequents all the shows. He comes on the Wednesday show, the Sunday show. He comes to my show. He frequents all the shows.
You know why? Because he ain't got nothing else to do. That's why. I ain't mad at him.
The listeners love him.
I ain't gonna say they love him. Take that back. You didn't mean to say they love it.
The people say they love to
get their hand around his neck.
They like when he come on the show.
I ain't mad at that man. You know what I'm saying? If he's miserable, he's gonna be alone. He's gonna be alone all his life. But I ain't gonna join this little clan.
For everybody that's going to bed alone tonight, like me and Mr. Solution,
Solution ain't going to bed alone tonight. He got it. All his books laying in his bed with him. He jack off with all of them.
AJ, you're being a savage again, savage. Look here, Jay Sean. There's nothing wrong with
you. You can call me what
bed.
You want. But
the bed. Sir, learn to shut up, okay? Let your silence be your wisdom. Look, Jay Sean, nothing wrong specifically about going to bed alone. When there are viable candidates in a relationship, that will happen. And Jay Sean, something I would challenge you to do is talk to the young gentlemen, and they're usually under 40. I'm over 45, but they are going to other countries to find compatible women. Hold on, sir, please. Hold on a moment. I have my whip.
Hold up.
And my chair. I'm trying to get you back in the cage, Wop. Hold on. What I'm saying is that there is a palpable problem. There is a legitimate problem, and a lot of people are avoiding it, okay? But men are speaking with their feet and with their money. They're going to other countries to find women, men of all genres, men. And I don't just speak of people of one ethnicity. I see a very common thread through every American. okay? Hence, they are an American.
Hey, hold. All right? Hey, hold still
the show. I don't separate entities.
Shut that the whole show down.
I don't separate into these factions. You are an ignorant man, sir. There's no way of getting around it.
What the whole job? He want to go to another country.
But let them do that.
Stay your ass over here and grow up.
You are an ignorant man. I'm sorry. You are ignorant.
And you better be glad you can't.
Hold on.
You better be glad you can't meet the ignorant man face to face. I'm trying.
And you're a savage, too. There's no reason for you and I to ever come in contact. I wouldn't even drive on the same freeway as you.
No. Come on. Come on, Cletus. Come on. Motherfucker, I'll fuck you up.
You're a mental case, sir. You are a mental case. Look, I don't like this kind of interaction, but people like you, idiots.
I said you won't like it face to face. I bet
you drag
like
people
face
in.
Face.
I sit here and listen to you rag on me for over half an hour. Every time you got a chance.
The truth.
Why don't you go and enjoy your relationship instead of being so bitter? You're the bitter ass.
Why don't you go enjoy your book and be so miserable, jacking off with your
I'm
book.
Reading right
What's
now, sir. There you go. I love reading. Reading is fundamental.
What?
You ought to try it sometimes.
Don't jack off you with your books.
Oh, well, see, there you're being savage again. Uncivilized savage.
Hold up.
Okay. I'm sorry, bro.
No.
Well, that's true.
Hold up, man.
You got nothing on top.
Well, let me say this. You and I don't really have an agreement. You're just fighting me for nothing. I'm not fighting you. I don't even care. Once you show
me
that you have no respect for me, I don't care. Look here. There's no. We're wasting energy. You don't need to fight me. I'm not opposing you.
I do need to fight
you. If you had the brains of a bat, you would understand that I'm not opposing you.
You go with that disrespecting me again. Let me tell you, sir. Don't let. We better never meet up at a cookout. Your ass ain't leaving.
Oh, so you're really showing your savagery. Go ahead. You're uncivilized.
That's a promise.
Yeah, there you go. You want to fight now. You want to get physical. All right.
That's a promise. I will fuck
you. You know, let me say this. At a certain juncture, you amuse me.
Thank you. You amuse me, too.
All right, very good.
We are made for each other. As long as we long distance, we are made for each other. But if we ever get close distance, God damn.
Yeah, you need not even say that because let me tell you, that's why people have security guards and bodyguards. Keep them from the savages. So you need not even mouth
them.
You need not even mouth that, but whatever. Look, but understand this, WAP. I'm at peace with you.
Mister to you.
I'm at peace with
Mister to you.
Be at peace with me.
Hey, Colucci.
Hey,
My name is Mister to you. Mister.
Whatever.
Colucci, your name is Colucci. You fucked up everything.
Well, okay, but I was here before you, right? And I'll probably be here after you, so there you go. I came to this show before you. Now, I appreciate some of the things that you said. I can be honest, right? I appreciate some of the things you said. Your contention with the word duty, all right, I'll substitute a synonymous word, responsibility. If you have a problem with that word, when I'm around you, I'll just use responsibility instead of duty. Is that okay?
Bye.
Words and duty.
Bye. I'm done.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on a minute. I'm trying to speak to WAP. I'm trying to get some common ground here. WAP, is responsibility okay? Is responsibility acceptable to you instead of the word duty?
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Well,
hello?
The question on the table, I just asked him, WAP, I asked Mr. WAP, with the word responsibility. See, I don't want to flash the camera in front of, the people who don't like it. I don't want to flash the camera because sometimes that triggers people. My purpose is not just to trigger a person. It's to edify and encourage whenever possible, all right? With some people, it's not possible to be at peace with them, all right? So the point is the word responsibility okay juxtaposed to the word duty?
He got disconnected.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you know, I think the guy has some good points. I think it's hard for him once he gets in his emotions and gets to going. He can't see another side but one. And so I enjoy it, both he and his wife. I'm glad they have a good harmonious relationship, if that is indeed the case. I think that's just peachy keen.
See, they came out. He came out. Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, Omar?
Yeah, well, my question to you, is it okay to use the word, I don't want to trigger you, I'm not interested in triggering you. Is it okay to use the word responsibility instead of duty? That's a synonymous word. Oh, did he drop again, Jayshon?
Problem. Okay, I think they got a bad connection. What I was going
to
say.
You heard
that,
my question, Jayshon, and
yes.
you can pose it to him.
Because
I don't want to just trigger him for the purpose of triggering him. That's not my.
WAP came on. Let me tell you something. WAP came on last week with his wife, and he stole the show. Like he
yeah, I was here. I heard the show.
Okay, the numbers was crazy, but. You also
yeah, I heard the show.
Favorite, like, but listen, you also are a fan favorite. Like on my show, people love Mr. Solution. Like, soon as you come on, people start texting me. That's my guy. This and that. So WAP came on last week, and he was a fan favorite. Like, you know what I mean, for the show. Like, people went crazy for WAP and his wife. So it's gonna be like that. You know what I mean? It's gonna be
Well, Jayshon, make sure you understand this. Excuse me for just 1 second. I enjoyed the show. I was one of those people, and I like his wife. But see, I don't think he's flexible enough. I think he's very inflexible, right? So once someone says one thing, he's like a crystal. He doesn't bend very well, apparently. And so you notice every time he got a chance, he was ragging on the word duty. Oh, I don't like that word duty, duty, duty. Okay, I'll substitute the word responsibility because I'm not interested in triggering him. I like progress.
Right.
I like value, right? I like to advance whenever possible. So, yeah, I'm a fan of he and his wife. I was listening. I enjoyed the show. You might want to tell him that. And he's just triggered. He's just triggered, and I don't think it's all coming from me. That's my consolation. I don't think I generated all the hostility that he had.
Yes.
Apparently, he had problems with the word duty prior to my ever using it. So I didn't know that.
You
got to
be careful. You got to be careful with certain words like that because, you know, it does, you know, some of that stuff do date back to slavery time, and it can be very offensive to especially
who's speaking,
the African-American community.
Who's speaking?
Oh.
Yeah, I think I was speaking to you. You're the gentleman with the 45 acres?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I had no way of knowing that. I had never heard that before. Did you know that? Did you know he had a problem with the word duty?
You know, you got to be careful.
Be honest. I'm just asking you for an honest. Were you familiar with the that he had a problem with the word duty?
I know not to use that word, so you know it's not no surprise that it was a problem to him.
Okay, let me ask Jayshon. Jayshon, are you of the same opinion? Is the word duty a negative word to you?
No, not to me. Not to me. It's not.
It's like
when you say you could use a word for more than one definition. You know what I mean? So
Yeah, sure.
You might say I serve my country and something with duty, and it'd be like in the military, or you could say far as something with duty and something when like in slavery times, or you could say something with duty and mean like a woman enslavement, or you know what I mean. So it depends on how you take the word duty. You know what I mean? But anyway,
yes.
I'm sorry.
I would have chosen another word because my intention was not to trigger him. No, because that would just be unproductive. I told him
that was light compared to things you have said. You have said things like if a woman can't cook, she is
Wait a minute. Don't lie on me. What I said is in the context of a relationship vis-a-vis responsibility. Hold on a minute so you'll get this straight. I want to give you some because I don't mind being quoted, but I want to be quoted accurately. I pointed out Maslow's hierarchy of needs, how important it is to prepare a good meal.
Listen, I didn't say anything. I just said, I remember you said if a woman can't cook, and then I didn't say nothing else.
Let me help you on that so you'll be concrete.
Mr.
reasonable.
You said so much shit, you probably don't even remember what you gonna say.
No, hold on, sir. That may be you, but that's not me. All right. Look in the mirror when you say that because, see, you're of a negative energy yourself. And, see, that's where I think you're in denial, not just a river in Africa. Look, my point was this. From a utilitarian...
You got a lot of little slick words.
Hold on, sir. Would you hold on a minute? Just hold on,
Well, you can't disrespect somebody and tell them to hold
on. I'm not disrespecting you. You're being disrespectful. You can't say shit about me and expect me not to fire back at your ass.
Come on, man. Mr. Lucas, you ain't about that life. Cut it out.
Finish my point to Jay Sean, what I was saying is I eat out a lot, Jay Sean. Let me just say that. I like it, but it costs a lot. Most people can't do that. They have to prepare homemade meals. And so I'm coming from a very pragmatic position. Someone has to do the cooking. And often if the wife expects the husband to carry the bulk of, especially if she wants a high-value man,